What's poppin'? Long weekend. So we're back. The new week of Drew and Mike shows on the DealsInTheD.com, in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And we've got the skeleton crew for the Sunday afternoon recording.
Very cozy crew. Man, it was really hot down here. Now it's really cold.
Open the door.
Okay. I feel like I can't regulate my body temperature.
Having trouble with the same thing. The Facebook Live this week will be brought to you by the trimming department at Grow Green. Grow Green Services cleans, rents, and sells all major brand of trimmers, including Green Bros, Twister, Centurion, Easy Trim, and Triminator.
There's a lot of fucking trim walking around. I don't mind this joint at all.
Get your life back and stop trimming by hand. Get your life back! Rent a trimmer from Grow Green. If you decide to buy, your rental fee goes toward the purchase. Grow Green MI and M36 in Whitmore Lake are online at growgreenmi.com. Always tell them you came from the show.
Try it before you buy it, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think the lock of the week this week counts because Matt Stafford was out. So I'm declaring that a misnomer.
Oh, great.
I would agree.
Thank you.
You know, the line moved with him being out, and it was dead on. It would have been a push. I think it was 7.
Oh, was it 7?
Right, Brandon? Weren't
I
the lines
thought I saw
7?
3, and then in game 7? I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I saw 6.5 about 3 hours before the game.
Well, okay.
But the Lions, next man up.
Yeah.
Jeff Driscoll.
Driscoll.
They kind of put up a Stafford-esque line.
He kind of
really did,
actually, in the end.
Boom! Hot take!
269 yards mm-hmm. and a TD pass.
I just don't you think that game would have been pretty much the same if Stafford
kinda.
Was
I do.
Right?
I kind of do.
Because Trubisky still would have had the 3 touchdowns. They still would have had that miss. So that 20 points is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last drive would be different because of experience.
I do like his pre-snap calling, though.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah. Very
titty farts! Titty farts, dog wiener! Dog wiener, dog wiener! Pubic mound! Pubic mound! Pubic mound, titty farts, hut!
Yeah, I think he threw him with that.
Wouldn't that be great if some quarterback started using that?
Why not?
The defense would be laughing too hard.
Honestly, when I read that Stafford was out, I forgot who the backup was. I could not remember who the backup was.
No one knows. No one even knows Jeff Driscoll.
And I thought he did a decent job. I'm watching, you know, they narrowed it to 2013 with the Galladay touchdown.
Which was a ridiculous throw.
And they get the ball back. The Bears have no interest in getting a first down whatsoever.
You know, for as many problems as there were with the Lions play calling and clock management, I don't understand why the Bears ran it on 3rd and 7. They have a timeout anyway. Worst case scenario, you throw, well, I guess you could throw an interception, but if you throw an incomplete pass, then they have 2 timeouts.
If you don't believe your quarterback can complete an 8-yard pass
exactly.
without throwing an interception,
you win the game if he completes it.
They still would have needed one more first down, I think, with the 3 timeouts. But even still, it was obvious, and I was in Chicago over the weekend. Everyone is so down on the Bears' offense.
Yeah.
And Trubisky?
Trubisky.
He's terrible. He did a few things right, did enough things right to beat the Lions, whose season is over, by the way.
Yeah.
It's over.
3-5-1.
Just like last year. We're not barely halfway through the year, and the season is, it's over. Bye.
So what do you do? I mean, there's no
I
way.
Don't know.
You certainly don't rush Matthew Stafford back.
Hell no.
With his broken back.
No, because they're not going to make the playoffs. Who do they play this week?
Dallas
at home.
Oh, so they're going to be 3-6-1.
Then they go to Washington. That could be a win.
Hey, but they started strong, guys. 2-0-1. We were undefeated.
1-5 since then.
We know the season's over, but does my over bet, do they have a chance at that?
Yeah. Well, no,
get
I don't
seven,
know.
They have to get 7 wins.
I don't know about that. I'm just fascinated with how they sell trying to keep Matt Patricia as the coach. How do they even go about doing that?
I don't know.
If Stafford's out the rest of the year, they could say, well, Stafford was out. It's not his fault.
Yeah, Stafford talked after the game. Here it is.
Oh, my back!
But he had good numbers with a broken back.
So wait, he's got broken bones in his... It said broken bones in his back. Didn't that what it said?
Oh,
broken
I didn't know
bones?
That.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Said plural.
Wow.
Like,
he's
what?
A tough dude.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he'd be in traction. But
I don't know. I don't know what to have expected from that game.
I just can't stop going back to when they were 2-0-1 and all the excitement about the Lions.
I was excited. I'm guilty.
Oh, they should have the Green Bay game. They'd be 3-1-1.
At least we know we have a backup now.
Okay. Then
it's the same problems, though. They can't score touchdowns. They kick field goals.
Then we've got Michigan State Week.
Yeah.
In Ann Arbor.
Ooh, it's only going to be 30 degrees out for the game.
Is that what it's, 30?
I think the high is 38.
Okay, well, more on that debacle in a second. But apparently, Brandon isn't the only one nailing the trifectas in the locks of the week. Suddenly, Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, and all the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are busting it on Brandon's territory. For a short time, Zodford and Holly is offering their lock of the month. And by the way, there's no cancellation like with Brandon's game.
No, no.
Not being canceled.
I was up at Zot on Saturday. Okay. My lease is up. I got to get a new car. And I was talking to Anthony. He goes, people are actually calling saying they want the trifecta.
That's great.
Oh, it's funny.
That's what I was hoping for.
It's funny, yeah.
248-215-5151.
They were packed, too.
Call Anthony before Brandon tries to kibosh Zot for its ultimate lock. And here's how the lock works. The never-before-seen trifecta will more than double your paycheck. Part one gets 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, on top of the 0% loan, you will make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. Even if you try to make a payment, they won't accept it. Finally, the lock of all locks, part three. In addition to 0% financing and no payment for 90 days, Zot Ford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, Zot Ford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take that cash, purchase your loved ones' gifts for the holidays, go pay bills, or take your family on a dream vacation of a lifetime. Your choice. Call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta. Please do this. Call Anthony, even if you're not even interested in a car, and say,
yeah,
Anthony, please lock my trifecta of the month. 248-215-5151 is the magic number. And then my bookie,
wow.
Is it the 11th yet? Oh,
yeah, it will be soon. Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, that means it's the last day for the.
That's a new read too.
Promo code during Thanksgiving, my bookie's offering a risk free bet on the Bears Lions. Oh, Bears Lions Thanksgiving game. Okay,
yeah.
Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congrats, you've got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congratulations to you as well. My bookie will give you all your money back. What?
I don't understand how it works either, but I like it.
It's a no-brainer because you cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. It doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time customer. MyBookie welcomes all to come play, so quit waiting around and sign up today. Just log on to MyBookie.ag, make your first deposit with promo code Drew, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll, and that's on top of the risk-free bet. Let me repeat, that's a guaranteed deposit match and risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you don't want to let this opportunity pass you by. You simply can't lose. If you find yourself wanting to sports bet but have lots of questions, don't sweat it because their patient customer service team can walk you through the process. And the best part is if you join during Thanksgiving week, you still have one last shot to take advantage of their incredible sign-up offer. Make sure. And I'm going to repeat it. That's a guaranteed deposit match and a risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you do not want to let this opportunity pass you by. You simply can't lose. Make sure you do your part to support your team this season. Hop on the gravy train and get in the action with MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's intense. How about that? And Michigan MSU week in Ann Arbor. I can't
Everyone
recall
comes?
Being less interested in this
what?
Game.
Really?
Michigan State is just... It feels like 49-0 the Bobby Williams year. Like that's what's
going
to happen.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there 52-0 game, too?
Was there 52?
Don't nothing? The Spartans always play hard against Michigan?
Not
if you
usually.
If you say so.
Usually. Well, they've won 8 of 11.
I know.
I mean,
exactly.
The last 10 years, it's been a great game.
What about the year State was 3-9? What were they going into that game? Was that earlier? I honestly don't remember. Michigan's already opened as a 12-point favorite, too.
Oh, I think I'd take Michigan.
Really?
I think I would. 12 points? I don't know if Michigan State can score any points in that game.
You never know, though.
Well, sometimes you know. I mean, when State was dominant in 2013, 14, 15, yeah. You knew.
How many yards did they have last year in that game?
94 yards.
Oh, okay. Well.
But that game was 7-7 in the... Wasn't it 7-7 after three quarters? Because Michigan State got that fumble deep in... Michigan territory?
Yeah. No, I know the Michigan didn't blow them out by any
until
means.
Late.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a weird game.
21-7 was that score.
But it was close
yeah.
until the fourth quarter.
Remember this one?
Whoa, he has trouble with a snap!
Let me know when it's done.
Michigan State's leading Illinois 31-10 in the fourth quarter at home. Although there are only three people at the game.
And one of them was ML.
Elric, yeah.
He had a funny tweet.
Yeah, I saw that with his bottle
yeah.
filling the extra empty seat near him.
And it said old D'Antonio on it.
Yeah. That was such a disaster. I just wish I could hear Mike Clark talking about it.
Oh, boy.
Because
I wouldn't even want to put him through that.
He would have been livid.
He would have been so pissed.
It was so bad. It was like the Notre Dame game.
It's so funny, too, when Illinois missed the extra point. It's like, oh, okay, well, that's enough to scare them. That's okay.
And, of course, State only gets a field goal to leave themselves open. Oh, man.
What are you going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do. What can you say about that? It's like they've gone full circle. They're back to. I thought John L. Smith was on the field in the second half. Didn't it feel like that?
When it was 2016 was State's 3-9 year. They were 2-5 going into that game.
And what was the score?
They
of that
lost
game?
Five in a row. 32-23. Michigan was number 2 in the country. So that's a lot closer. I don't know if I would give up 12 points.
Michigan was number 2 in the country.
Yeah, in 2016. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember that game being that close. Was Michigan? They were in control, though, weren't they, pretty much?
I'm going to look. Hang on, let's see.
I think they were.
State led 7-0, then 7-7, then 14-7, 14-10, 17-10, 24-10, 27-10, yeah.
Well, I really don't know what's going on with Michigan State.
I don't get it either. You know,
it's very strange. They've just done some ridiculous things, because they used to do... They were the ones doing the fake field goals and scoring winning touchdowns against Notre Dame.
Call that play Little Giants.
I was thinking about how cocky he was when he did that interview.
Oh, really?
He was so full of himself.
Really?
Huh. Well, I thought he was.
Let's just remember, pride comes before the fall.
Why? I'm going to see if I can find the cut. I got to see if I can find the cut to see if your assessment was correct for no other reason.
I thought it was a little much.
Wasn't there a penalty on that play, too? That wasn't.
I don't remember.
I don't know. That's what my Notre Dame friends would say.
I mean, that was when they were on top of the world. They were on top of the world for 4 or 5 years. They really were. They were great. And it was got a little weird.
You just have a big grin on your face right now. How much difficulty was it to make that decision?
All day. We've got an inexperienced kicker. And, you know, there's a long kick. So we said, hey, let's go. By the way, the name of that play is Little Giants.
Did
that's a pretty good assessment, Drew.
Hey, he was full of him. He should be full of himself. They just beat Notre Dame.
Here's what I don't remember. Who's the dude on the left who has to butt into Holly Rowe?
Who is that dude?
Who's that mustachioed man? Look at that guy. Get out of the shot,
dude. So into D'Antonio.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, I've been feeling the last few weeks as people insist that, you know, he must go. Just, I felt bad for him. I felt like this. He's had a great run there. I don't think you run the guy off.
I wouldn't force him out.
Maybe, you know, he points out he's going to stay one more year, two more years, something. I don't know. That's
you
hard
can't
to do
that,
with
though,
recruiting.
For recruiting.
Yeah, I know.
The only way I'd force him out is if I get P.J. Fleck.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know why you would leave that. That Minnesota job's a good gig.
Not really.
What?
Well, it's Minnesota.
You're in a major city. They have all new facilities.
We'll see.
They're 9-0 now.
It's still Minnesota.
What does that mean? I mean, don't get me wrong.
Look at the uniforms. Come on.
Well,
if
USC or Florida State were to offer him a job, yeah, he should go take those. But other jobs, I don't know. I think that'd be a sideways move.
I don't really feel that way. Minnesota has no tradition unless you go back to 1949
or 53. Just like Wolverines.
Oh, they've been so bad for so long. But I was incredulous in that game because I thought, okay, here we find out that Minnesota's better, but not that much better. They looked really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
they have a great
hard
offense. Yeah.
Their offense was just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. It was a fun game to watch. And to think that team turned around, what's he been there, 2 years?
This is
his second year.
I thought it was his third. Maybe it's his second.
Oh, third year. Okay. Still.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
good. Good
that's a
them.
Hell of a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And
they'll still probably lose to Wisconsin and Iowa, but...
You think that Why would they lose to Wisconsin and Iowa?
Are they on the road for both games?
They're on the road for definitely one of them. I want to say Wisconsin's at home.
I could see them losing one of them, but what do they have to do to be in the title game?
Don't they have a two-game lead now in the West?
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah. So they're in.
Well, wow. No, not if they lose those two. They
have
two losses.
I don't think they'll lose both games, though. They're really, I mean, they look good. Confident. Yeah. They look good. I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah.
I just don't think Wisconsin's that good anyway, are they? What'd they do this weekend?
Were they off? I want to say they were off.
Do they have one loss or two losses?
They have two
losses.
Illinois and Ohio State.
That's right. They lost to Illinois.
No one's stopping Ohio. So does State.
I know.
I mean, Illinois, what do they run off? Four in a row?
The amazing Brandon Peters.
God.
He had a good game.
Sure. Good for him.
These cast-off quarterbacks, it's funny. I watched Josh Jackson at Maryland because he was a Hokie for all. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out what happened to him. He had such a great freshman year, but I think they just had a great team, and he wasn't that good.
And he got passed.
He's regressed. Yeah. He's regressed a lot. He always went back to pass, and he couldn't make his mind up, and he would take off.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't that
good. Not that fast.
No, he's not. Yeah. So, anyway. Hokies beat Wake Forest.
I know.
22
ranked. Ranked team. Well done.
Bud Foster Day.
They got four votes for the AP poll. That's not bad.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well.
Spread out.
If they could have just beaten Notre Dame, that would have been nice. Oh, well. That's life. Anyway,
I don't know what to do with these teams.
I know.
Lions suck.
The season is over.
Mm-hmm. But that over bet's not over.
Man, it doesn't look too good.
There are four wins on that schedule somewhere.
Hey, you know what I did on Friday?
No.
Evan is a big planner.
Oh, really?
Since he was a kid. I mean, it's like, what's for dinner? You know, at 11 in the morning.
Oh.
What's for dinner? It's like, I don't know. You get fed every night.
What
are you worried about?
As a female trait?
I think he's excited about meals.
Oh, okay.
He really looks forward to the next meal. Meals so an event for
he's
him.
Just a meal planner?
No, he's just excited about the next
meal. Well, that's good.
I give him credit.
Great way to go through life.
Evan's got a lot of great qualities, and I think he just gets pumped up, and he plans. And so during the week, he was like,
this plan is so perfect, it's retarded.
He was like, hey, what if I take I sneak out of work a little early on Friday and we go to the Joker? This is like 6 days before, and I'm like, how can anybody think of anything that far ahead as seeing a movie? He's like that. He's a planner.
Well, like I told you, I went up to Zot, I texted Gabar, I said, it's crazy. The weekend crept up on me really fast. I'm going up there today. I didn't know who was there. It's like, how does the weekend just surprise me?
I know. Things creep up on me, too. It's really hard.
So did you go see it?
Yeah.
And?
I liked it.
Isn't it great?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah. It's not a superhero movie like a superhero movie is.
No, it's a supervillain movie.
Yeah, but it's not even, what I mean is like there's no special powers or anything like that.
No. But... He was fantastic as the
Anybody
Joker.
Anybody wear makeup?
I didn't
dress
see,
up
I
like
didn't,
the Joker?
Didn't see that. And by the way, the hullabaloo. Wait, what's his name that played Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, he was fantastic, I thought.
Yeah, and like I said, the movie's 95% him.
Yeah, it was
all him.
I think that might have made it feel, I felt like the end dragged out, like they could have ended a little sooner. I usually tend to feel that way about
movies.
You
mean the talk show scene?
No, I like that scene.
That was awesome.
De Niro is a... Got a small role, but significant. I thought De Niro was great in that role.
I know. I want to talk about it more, but I'm afraid of spoiling it for people that haven't seen it. But it's been out for like a month.
No, everybody's seen it, I think.
Brandon has
seen
it.
Slow down. You got to wait until it's not in theaters anymore. That way
Says
people
who?
Can watch it.
Well, if you're in the business, of course, you have to
Says
see
me.
It
I'll throw my
does.
Headphones like Mark does when he hears that fumbled punt.
I just don't ever want to hear it.
I just thought it was a really good movie, and I can't even remember what was everyone upset about.
That it
He's
promotes
an incel.
Yeah, it promotes incels, and that Antifa is in it, and all that.
Incite violence.
It's a
white
movie.
White male violence.
It's a movie.
And the guy shot up the theater all those years ago when he saw The Dark Knight. So since this movie is centered on the Joker,
this business of feeling that one wacko. That somehow someone made them a wacko, whether Chick-fil-A made them a wacko, their chicken sandwich is too good, or the Batman franchise is just too much. Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
What
that's
a piece of shit movie.
That's completely ridiculous. That guy was a nut, and I don't think he chose it because it was that movie. And if he did, then it's a freaky thing that he did.
Yeah, it's coincidence.
Not the movie's fault.
No, and everybody that was mad about it hadn't seen the movie or knew what it was about. There were so many comparisons. I remember after seeing it, Brian, you like rattled them all off, and I'm like,
I thought bringing it up was a bad idea.
I don't know where that comes from. Some of that stuff.
Wasn't it just dumb to even bring it up? Because then you're talking to some wacko who goes, "Oh, this is my time. I forgot."
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're giving them a platform.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Because it didn't even cross my mind, but I just thought it was a great movie. And then last night I watched Dolomite.
Oh yeah, how was
Murphy
it?
Movie. I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
but I like Eddie Murphy a lot. I mean, you loved Norbit, didn't you?
I love him.
I thought Norbit was fantastic. Yeah.
Respucia is one of the greatest characters in cinematic history.
No doubt about it.
Dolomite is my name.
Yeah.
I thought Eddie was very funny. I don't know. I can't say.
So would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix.
Every
so
time
if you
I
don't
go,
like it after 10 minutes, you can turn it off.
Yeah,
and
but that's
like
not going to happen. I don't do that.
Well, you don't care about your time? You don't value your time?
I feel like it's going to get better, even though I know it won't.
That's opportunity cost.
I know.
No, I think you'll like it. If you like Norbit, I think you'll like it.
But I've seen the. Is it true to the original?
The original Dolomite?
As if anybody cares if it's true to the original.
No idea. And then I'm reading about the wokest 007 movie yet with Daniel Craig, who has an electric Aston Martin. And they had a consultant on the movie making sure that he was woke. Since when is James Bond supposed to be woke?
Which one is this? Is this Bond 25 or is this the other one?
This isn't the one. There's a female.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's happening because apparently the social media just went crazy.
Over what?
Over a female James Bond.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that Phoebe Waller-Bridge is doing.
Yeah, she's the consultant making sure it's woke enough. So his wife won't take his last name.
Oh, so this is the one she wrote?
I don't think she wrote it. I think she's a consultant.
Because she wrote the other one then.
But, maybe she wrote this. I don't know. Anyway, I thought she was a consultant. And his James Bond gets married, and his wife won't take his last name.
Who gives a shit?
And Bond's seductions fail miserably.
What?
Yeah, they all fail.
Well, then it's not Bond, because he never
fails.
That's
what I thought.
He never fails.
You're taking the mystique out of Bond. And by the way, Daniel Craig.
What if he's just a pussy now?
James Bond. Women would love James Bond if he was a real guy.
Yes.
They would fall over for him.
Yeah. This, you know who should have played
Bond? Why do you have to take that away? Why is that? That's what happens. There are chicks that still want Harvey Weinstein, for Christ's sake.
So is this a scene that was cut from the movie?
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
And this
that's an outtake.
This is an outtake, too. This is, and he's very
great Bond, by the way.
This must be one of the chases where there's a big shootout.
Yes.
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
Maybe the best James Bond ever. This is his first movie.
The greatest reaction.
They found him at Jiffy Lube or something in Pennsylvania.
He's being chased.
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
He was working at an oil change place. And I think he was on Dateline, and they went, "Oh my God, he's Bond in the flesh."
Period.
The way he talks right about women, everything. He's so cocky.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
How more perfect could Bond
sounds
be?
Sounds very Bond.
No, it's total Bond. I think they had to teach him the accent, but he wore it well.
There's that scene when he finally meets the villain.
Hey, I know you. Ha ha.
Face to face with him.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous.
Period.
Awesome. Just awesome.
Can somebody find Player Dave and make him do it?
Our friends and original sponsors, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And you better believe, as exciting as it sounds, because during the Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand name Jeep you've been yearning for. New Jeep. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or if you like the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. And then, of course, we're going to mention the Dodge Ram. Ram trucks.
Period.
Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. Somebody just picked up a Jeep from the show, by the way. They sent me an email. Thank you very much. And, yes, Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And don't forget to call Dr. Yaldo if you're thinking about an eye exam. Of course, they do have frames. If you are thinking about LASIK or you're not thinking about LASIK, you can still get frames there. You can get your eye exam. You can get everything else. They're full service in all those respects. But they also can get you a reasonably priced LASIK because a lot of people are shopping around. Some people are advertising ridiculous prices for LASIK. It turns out maybe that's not the real price, but if you have shop for it, Dr. Yaldo promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. He's done the custom CATS LASIK over 30,000 times. He's done lens exchange for people 45 plus who can't stand the reading glasses. He's done thousands of those. So get the best and pay the most reasonable price. The evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And remember, he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. Just mention you're from the show. From the show, just like a little balloon boy. Yeah. So we did it for the show.
Yeah, Seth. We did this for the show.
Actual audio of one of the people going to Dr. Yaldo. I noticed that Kevin and Bean, who... It's funny, I've known who they were for a long, long time. They're on KROQ in Los Angeles, which has always been thought of as one of the truly cool rock stations. I mean, one of the truly cool, rock stations. As far as breaking music and playing great music, they probably don't.
They were Rodney Bingenheimer?
Yeah, Rodney Bingenheimer, yeah. Rodney on the Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He had a club.
He's
sort of a friend of the stars. He knew a lot of rock stars. He's
kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, he's a little weird.
Very meek and mild, but he broke a lot of hits.
He did, and he knows a lot of those artists, and he hangs out with them. And I think there's a documentary about Rodney.
Yeah. Mayor of the Sunset Strip. Is that him?
There you go. That's him. Anyway, Kevin and Bean, this is so weird. I can't. How many times has this happened? I just can't get over. Zip and I were in Phoenix at KMXX at the time, which is 101 FM, 101.5. And I think it was Kevin worked at KZZP, maybe doing nights or something, and he met Bean, and they immediately decided they had to do a show together, and they did an audition on overnights at a San Francisco station. That's how I know the story. And they used it to get the job, the morning show at KROQ.
Oh, must have been good.
And I remember people in Phoenix that knew Kevin were like, what? You know, really? That's going to, how long is that going to last? A month? 2 months? Because they had never done a morning show, but it just took off. I don't think it happened right away, but they stuck with it. And 30 years until Friday when Bean decided he's hanging it up and moving to London.
Why is he moving to London?
20 years.
I think he's English.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he is, but he doesn't speak in an English accent. Huh. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know that much about them, but then they went in the Radio Hall of Fame on Friday after their last show on Thursday, and I listened to the last show while I was in Chicago just putzing around, and Kimmel and Adam were on because they were part of that show
at K-Rock,
in the early days, and Adam Carolla ended up doing Love Lines with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Yep. And Ricky Rackman, who, you know who Ricky Rackman is?
Oh, yeah.
You Headbangers Ball?
Yeah, on MTV. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's funny. I'd forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
I sure forgot who he was. And I looked him up, and he's now the Reverend Ricky Rackman.
Is he really?
Yeah.
A priest?
Or
does he just go by that?
I think he is.
Really?
I think he's ordained. He lives in Mooresville, North Carolina, or somewhere like that. I don't think. So, I noticed his Twitter wasn't getting a lot of engagement.
Does he rock out still? Or
I don't know. I'm sure he does. Hmm. He's with some tattooing chick. Some chick who's a big tattoo star.
Yeah, I guess. Leah Vendetta from Ink Master, the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Good for them.
All signs are
cool.
Go.
Cool.
Reverend Ricky Rackman.
Reverend Ricky.
But the last show was really good because Jimmy and Adam were on there, and there were a lot of stories from how it started out. And it was, you know, for radio people who like inside radio stuff, it was a fun show to listen to. And then there was a guy who was on KROQ named Poor Man who started Love Lines. Mm-hmm. And Love Lines was the far and away highest rated show in Los Angeles, the number one market for, I think, 10 years.
Really?
And Poor Man was the host, and he sort of created the idea. Doing it at night when you know, listenership's a little weird at night.
Safe Harbor.
Radio. I think
did that matter?
They brought Dr. Drew in to make that stuff medical.
Yeah.
You know.
But still, if it was after 10, you're in a safe
harbor. I think it was 10 to 1. I'm not exactly sure. But he got it started. It did, you know, 27 shares or something crazy like that. And here was, you know, talk on a music station that broke new music. And he called in the last day because I think he started Love Lines in 83. And in 93, these guys, Kevin and Bean, pulled some prank on him. And so he then invited people to the radio station to caravan to Bean's house to wake him up at 3 a.m. to come party with them. But they also set the lawn on fire and they turned the electricity off. Oh, Jesus. And they made a lot of racket.
Oh, that's nice.
And poor man ended up getting fired.
Really?
And that's when Adam came in and took over Love Lines.
Oh, wow.
So it was a long, nasty story.
So
and poor man's been bitter
poor
about
man
it.
Now?
Poor man's on some station in Orange County, I think, KOCI.
Really?
The low power blowtorch.
I want to look this guy
He's
up.
A real character.
Man.
But he calls in, and the funny thing is, during the course of the call, Jim Trenton,
yeah,
I think. Yeah. He's still pissed at Bean for making such a big deal out of it. Like, geez, did you have to get me fired, big baby?
It's been 20
years. I mean, he's still ragging about it.
20 years. Yeah,
and he says, and finally admits, it was, you know, obviously a bad idea. I lost my 180 grand a year gig. And then Adam comes and says, hey, they told me you were making 60 and they paid me 65 to take it over. I thought that was awesome.
And probably very, very true.
Oh, I think he was definitely real.
Yeah.
And poor man is still pissed at Adam, says, you're never funny. Your voice is
really?
Like gargling glass. Yeah, he wasn't. Adam took it rather well.
Well, I mean, come on.
There was a lot of...
I think Adam's doing fine.
Yeah, exactly. He said, yeah, I know, going on 30 years, of course, I'm awful.
He's so terrible.
It was very entertaining. I enjoyed it. You know, as far as last radio shows go, Dave Grohl called in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Actually, he was on hold when Poor Man called in, and apparently this Poor Man grudge has been going on so long, they actually took him ahead of Dave Grohl, which I thought was kind of funny.
Huh.
So, yeah, there's that. And then they went in the Hall of Fame along with the deserving Ryan Seacrest and John Tesh.
You know, Tesh.
Those great radio guys.
Hey.
With all that memorable.
I saw you. You had tweeted out a picture of Kevin and Bean. My first thought was, well, that's a big staff. That's my first thought.
I know.
Like, wow, there's a lot of people that work on that show, man.
It is. It's one of the last big. I mean, this show would be considered a big cast nowadays. For radio.
This one?
For radio.
Oh, yeah.
When Naz is here and when Trudy's here and Joey's here.
Yeah.
Five people. Oh, my God.
I know, but big casts make good shows. You never know what's going to come out.
They do. And they had sacrificed people from that show. They had a guy named Ralph Garman who does the Ralph Reports, a podcast. He's kind of a Hollywood guy.
Okay.
But he does great voices. And he actually talked to Jacques Chirac.
Really?
As Jerry Lewis once, when they were getting ready to weigh in the Gulf War, to tell him to back off, and he came to the phone. He actually came on the phone.
Well, come on. I mean, what is Chirac supposed to do? He's a legend in France, Jerry
and
Lewis.
I think they did this off the air, and they made the mistake of going to the management and saying, hey, you're not going to believe what happened. This is a joke. We never thought the president of France would answer.
Yeah.
And he did. He came to the phone, and Ralph talked to him as Jerry Lewis, and he does a great Jerry Lewis. And management said, forget you ever made the call.
Really?
This never happened. Yeah, and it never – I think that was the first time any chunk of the call had ever aired.
Really?
Yeah.
And probably the last time they ever went to management ahead of time.
I hope so.
Before airing something.
Yeah, they sounded a little soft on that one. Jeez.
Why? I mean –
Well, they're making a lot of dough, I guess.
Would they be in trouble?
I don't know. Believe me, I thought it was silly, too.
Hmm.
Although, the Gulf War, I don't know what the guy said.
That's true. It depends.
So, there were a couple other interesting things. I know some people probably don't want to hear me to go on and on about another radio show they don't know. But at one point, Kevin asked Bean, and I thought they were really straight and honest and about the whole thing. You know, they had a great run. They were good friends, I guess. But anyway, he asked Bean if Trump had anything to do with him leaving, you know, leaving the country. And he said about 25%. I was like, wow, really? 25%?
He was serious?
I kind of thought he was.
But he's moving to London where Brexit's going on.
You know.
Trading one madness for the other if it bothers you that much.
Maybe he was kidding.
Has to be.
I hope so.
Well, how long ago did Bean leave the studio? Because I was always fascinated.
A number of years ago.
Fascinated by that. The fact that he could do the show, you know, over an ISDN line from his own studio.
Yeah, he was in New Orleans for a number of years, and then he moved to Seattle. And I think that's over a decade now.
Get him out of here.
And I didn't really know, you know, who drove the show.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where I was like, I felt like one of our listeners is, I can't tell you and Mike apart, you know, because it wasn't true. It was who. And by the end of the show, I'd figured out that, well, Bean kind of drives the show. And Kevin even said that. He said, you know, oh, yeah, you're more of the show than I am. And, you know, when the show really needed it, you know, you were the guy that really pushed it forward. And I felt bad for him in a way because he's continuing the show.
Yeah,
without Bean. But they also brought up the – did anybody see the Whitney Houston girlfriend, Robin Crawford? She was on Dateline Saturday night.
Yeah. And any good information? Because that last story is basically like, yeah, they got it on, but once she became huge, that they stopped dating and she was just her assistant, if that's –
That's kind of really how she described it. And by the way, the story's been told a lot, but I thought it was strange.
But it carries more weight now that she's actually breaking her silence on it.
Well, plus the documentary came out that really suggested that she was upset about the fact that she could not be herself.
Yeah.
She never could, and she was apparently bisexual, at least.
Scissor me timbers!
I just find that hard to believe, though, if she's still her assistant and, like, best friend, that they just cut off getting it on.
It's pretty weird.
Doesn't make any sense.
Also, the fact that Bobby apparently did not like her and wanted her out because she was always in the way and overbearing, apparently.
I thought he would just say,
no, I want you two to kiss each other.
Yeah,
he'd probably I thought so, too.
He'd be in on it.
But it came up in the show, and those guys were like, who cares? Like, it was a dumb story. Like, why would anybody be interested in this book? Or why would anybody, you know, why would Dateline have her on? And I thought, no, I understand what they're saying.
Well, Whitney,
nobody cares that Whitney was bisexual, and they shouldn't care. No, and some people probably do.
I love lesbians.
Probably the black community cares more than anyone.
Yeah.
But it's still an interesting story, and she hasn't said a word. I mean, for all this time, she broke her silence. It was a real silence breaking, a real one.
I don't know who would want to read the book, but
yeah, I don't think so. I'm sure they'll tell us what the highlights are. But
you know, the Whitney Houston's debut LP called simply Whitney Houston had 4 number one singles on it.
Period.
And then also on the radio front, somebody sent me an email. Actually, a couple people did on. Maybe it was Friday morning or Thursday morning. I can't remember what. And they were talking about how Bill O'Reilly, just what a, you know, speaking of cobbling together a living, that he offers all these crazy things on his site.
Oh, like really?
Concierge service.
So just like Alex Jones. Oh, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, where you can actually get an email to Bill O'Reilly and he answers you directly.
Fucking thing sucks!
And he'll help you with your child's homework.
What?
I mean, you know. That was an example. But anyway, I didn't really know. I didn't quite understand it.
But he is so loaded.
That's what I said. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. This can't be real. And then on the way home, I'm listening to Howard. On Sirius 100. And the people obviously heard Howard talking about it. They must have heard Howard talking about it because Howard played O'Reilly talking about the concierge service.
Oh, my
where he says,
God.
Well, maybe a child's got a history project and they need a little explanation. I'm not going to answer it for you, but I'll help you with it.
Well, because, you know, he's got all those historical killing books.
Yeah.
So.
And there's some offer, too, where if you get the concierge service, you get his new book for free. But then I think you have 7 days.
Did you see how much memberships are?
$95, is it?
This one's at 68.
It's crazy. His website's insane.
Oh, no, 95. You're right.
There's so much to this website. He's got his message of the day. He's got all his books. He's got gear. The membership, obviously. But he's also got historical documents. Stuff for your home and car.
That you can buy?
Apparel.
That you buy?
Yeah.
What kind of historical documents?
What the fuck?
I feel like you'd get it and go,
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
This is the guy that could afford to pay $32 million in settlements. And was he trying to make it up with crap
on
his website?
He's selling like the Gettysburg Address and the Bill of Rights.
Like the kind of stuff you get at the gift shop?
Exactly.
I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
What?
Yeah. I remember seeing him on 60 Minutes, and his house was massive.
A peddler.
And that was, you know, eight books ago.
He's got 15 books that did well.
Yeah.
15 books. But, what I was going to tell you was, apparently, I'm not sure, because Howard went through a lot of it, but the concierge service.
Well, do it live!
If you get it for $95, you have 7 days to cancel it.
Yeah, so did they do it.
And you have to return the book that you get free with the...
The autograph?
If you take the concierge service...
He signed to you?
I don't know. I don't think he... Maybe doesn't sign it, but you supposedly... Howard said you have to return the book.
Any questions you have on policy, the country, or history, Bill will personally answer over email. Free autographed book of your choice. 20% discount on all purchases from the O'Reilly store.
Oh, God.
The no-spin news. Bill's exclusive analysis on the day's news story. Doesn't he have a podcast where he does
He has a podcast. Yeah. Is he on Cameo? He must be on Cameo.
I don't think he's
daily
on Cameo.
Briefing, all the news stories that land on Bill's desk every morning when he plans the no-spin news. Well, that's kind of the same thing.
Does anyone suggest he's cobbling together a living?
No.
Well, he's also...
that's cobbling.
That's true.
He's cobbling hard.
He's selling doormats that say, "We say Merry Christmas." Doormats.
Instead of happy holidays, I get it. Okay, I didn't get it.
You should sell a doormat that says,
"Fucking thing sucks."
Because everybody would buy that.
Everyone would buy that. We say Merry Christmas.
That's weird. Oh, man.
My son gave me a concierge yearly recurring premium membership as a birthday/Christmas gift in December of 2018, and I am totally happy and satisfied to have the membership that my son so graciously gave me. It's a great and wonderful gift to friends and relatives. Believe it or not, it's all 5-star reviews on his website.
Oh, how many reviews are there?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah. For us fans that watch Bill and his Factor Fox News show, it's great to know that we can watch him on Newsmax. Welcome back to TV, Bill. It's great to hear you and see your no-spin style of reporting factual news once again. The mainstream TV networks and newspapers in USA no longer report factual news anymore because of their close ties to the Democratic Party and their hate for President Trump and what he's accomplished for the legal citizens of the U.S.
Well, do it live!
The no-spins or the Factor, whatever the name of that show was, it was a good show, whether you agreed with it or not.
A lot of people watched.
He put on a really...
Factor?
It was a really entertaining show. It was good. But even if you didn't agree with some of the stuff he's saying, does this kind of lessen what he's done?
Yeah.
The books? Because I like his books.
I don't understand. Why does... This strikes me as a guy who wants to somehow cobble together all the money he was making at Fox through his... podcast and his crappy selling.
Yeah.
And you know, part of me was going, am I being a snob by not being on Cameo? And I decided I didn't care. I don't care.
No.
I don't care if I'm being a snob. I don't want to do that.
Hey, you know what we should do on our website? We should have quizzes and puzzles like he has.
Really?
You can take the American Patriot quiz.
Why don't we just copy what he has and put it on
the American Patriot quiz.
Bill O'Reilly history quiz. Updated weekly.
Oh,
yeah, or you can get, if you want to just buy some things, you can get his silver coins. He's selling silver coins.
Silver coins? Why? Wow. Wait. How is he selling the Gettysburg? Has he bought the rights to it or something?
No, they have all the reprints. Probably public domain. He probably, you know, have you been to a gift shop at a...
Yeah.
You know, at a American park or whatever. They have all that crap.
Isn't that sort of a, how dare you sell the Gettysburg address? That's how I feel.
It's pretty weak.
Silver coins.
Yeah.
What, he gets them made himself?
I don't know.
I guess.
Or it's, you know,
it
what,
like
it's probably
the,
someone
like
who...
like the Paul W. Smith coin at Trudy Cup.
Probably something like that. And someone went to Bill O'Reilly and said, "Hey, man, you could sell a zillion of these."
But why? He doesn't have to say yes.
I know. I don't know.
BillO'Reilly.com concierge service. Okay?
Yeah.
And what that is you get direct access to me.
Direct.
And it costs $95 a year.
Your phone number?
Now, if you're a premium member at $50 a year, we prorate that if you want to get the concierge service. So it doesn't cost you nearly as much. For the concierge service, you get two free books instead of one. And you get 20% off all the stuff in the store. And if you don't want two free books, you get two free gifts.
Oh, get the doormat.
So we're making it, you know, as economically feasible as possible.
He goes on for five more minutes.
Why not just have them buy the gifts? Yeah, let it roll. I want to hear it.
So you email to me. We'll have a special email for concierge people. All right? I'll read it, and I'll give you a reply in writing.
Do you think you ever cancel someone's membership?
I can't read it. There's no words on it. And the message boards, because you get that message personal to you.
Fuck it.
And you get an answer. Now, if it's a crazy question, you know, you got to give me a break because we'll get a lot of questions. But I want to do this for people who, for example, work in the marketplace and have to make presentations and have to make points.
Why not just have people buy his shit instead of going through all this stuff to get membership, stuff to gifts and
your grandmother, grandfather.
He's basically selling email access for $100.
And you have, but you get two gifts anyway, and you get the book, right?
I'm not going to give you the answer to the test.
It's probably recurring donations every
for the urchin.
What a stupid present.
He or she does well in school.
Fucking thing sucks.
Same thing with English, this is a stupid present.
Like that.
He's just rambling.
Okay? We'll be able to give you a perspective that is good and honest, and it'll help you. If you're a business person,
can you blow that video up a little bit, Brandon? I just want to see what's on the bookshelf, if it's all his own books.
It is.
Good points.
So that's not a bookshelf, that's a storage area.
Look at that giant microphone.
Yeah, it's a show mic.
Or local politics. Or even national.
Oh, no, he has some legit books on the other side.
Look at his shirt. What's his logo?
Whatever you want to know.
No spin, Dad.
It's like the U.S.
Not a lot of money.
What is that?
That's the presidential shield.
Yeah, the shield.
But again, if you're a premium member already, you get that prorated.
Oh my God, we know how a membership works.
Can I be a no spin dad?
Sure, why not?
I mean, isn't this a little complicated?
It's very complicated.
Play a little more.
He's got a lot of time in his hands.
Anybody, but I've been thinking about this service for a long time, and you guys are the vanguard.
Think about
the premium membership. But sometimes you have a question about the country, about life, about history,
and Bill O'Reilly can answer.
Well, we'll do that for you. So, if you think it's beneficial to your life, try it. All right? If it's not, just be premium members, the Vanguard. But I think it'll be fun.
Vanguard?
I think it is a great gift, by the way.
No, it's not a great gift.
For Father's Day. Oh, my God. What a good gift
that
is.
What a stupid present.
Plus, you get the books with it.
A gift.
So, it's a great gift.
No, it's
not.
And
it's something that's unique. I don't know anybody else doing this.
Yeah, because it's a bad idea.
If you went to a house and you saw that mat that says, "We say Merry Christmas here," I'd almost just want to say Happy Holidays. Just to see how triggering it is.
Why do you have to foist that on people?
Maybe it's a warning, so you're not triggered when he says Merry Christmas.
If you
Christmas.
Feel that strongly about saying Merry Christmas, fine. Say Merry
say
Christmas.
It. No one
but
cares.
You don't have to foist it on everyone else.
Nobody cares.
We say Merry Christmas. Well, I know I'm in the right place.
Happy Christmas, Kelly. Thank
Not
you.
Happy Christmas, Derek. You're out of here. It's Merry Christmas. The write-up on the doormat's hilarious, by the way. Made in America by American workers. That's great.
Yeah.
Bill specifically.
How do we know that?
Because he said so with an exclamation point. Bill requested that we find good quality molded PVC vinyl doormats. Took a while to find, but we have exactly what Bill requested, except bigger and better at 20 inches by 30 inches.
Bill! Hello, Bill!
Doormats are made of high-quality 100% PVC vinyl carpet material and printed with flock fibers.
How much is this?
Wish your friends and neighbors a Merry Christmas at your door with these doormats. Take a guess. How much?
$50. Yeah. Get the for a what?
If you're
for
a member,
doormat?
If you're a member, it's $45.
Oh, that's right.
If you're a premium member, you save $15. You can get a gift for.
I mean, it's like a really intense algebra. Problem to figure all this stuff out, what you're getting versus, I mean, what if I just bought this and this? Would it be a better deal than the concierge service?
I gotta give him credit because I wouldn't be able to handle this. I can barely handle getting our merch together in time for Black Friday.
How smart is his audience? Are they that brilliant?
Very brilliant. Have to.
How far are we, Brandon?
50 minutes.
50 minutes? Okay, good.
We'll do it live!
At the Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music, they provide exciting and motivating music lessons and experiences with Detroit's finest musicians. They want to awaken the rock star in you. They're looking for adults who want to learn how to play an instrument, or who already play but don't have anyone to jam with. They put bands together.
Yeah. Like
crazy.
Nice outfit, by the way. Rock and roll.
People that are bold enough to express their inner musical passions with the world.
Yeah.
Musicians, they love being around musicians. So if you're one of those people, but you're locked into that life with, you know, with your stupid family, and go hang out with some musicians, maybe the School of Rock and Pop Music is for you. You'll achieve confidence and personal transformation without limitations. Music does that for people. Come see why.
For rock and roll!
Come see why the adult students call them cheaper than therapy. Stop practicing, start performing, and start rocking now!
Let's talk about some music.
Call the Detroit School of Rock and Pop at 1-888-988-ROCK or visit them online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com. Luke Nowak.
We got enough rocks here, too. We could build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
Other rocks, honey.
There's our girl. What's her name?
Susan?
Sounds not right. Susan Hawk.
No, but I thought there was another.
Oh, was she Susan? She's on the first Survivor.
Yeah.
Possibly the
first
dumbest
person kicked out or second person kicked out.
Possibly the dumbest comment ever made on Survivor.
It was received as such.
It was. Maybe you're one of those people who...
The idea of the survivors just piling rocks on top of each other. Then they'd collapse under
a
shelter
of rocks? How are you going to hold the
rocks
together?
We got enough rocks here, too. We could build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
I mean, in the middle of the night, you're going to have a rock fall through and hit you in the head.
Do you think she meant, like, big boulders, too? Which would be just as confusing, because how would they lift them up even higher?
I wish we could find her to find out exactly what she meant, because I think it needs to be clarified. Her stepson.
Her stepson. That's right.
Yeah, he was 18. I think she was 34.
I think I've seen that online.
Did her husband die?
I don't know.
So she went after the stepson? They were maybe their partners in grief.
I would guess he would die from falling rocks.
Nice.
On a camping trip.
They were partners in grief.
They were on a boat.
Much
of
like
grief.
Hunter Biden.
Everybody grieves differently.
Yeah.
Partners in grief like Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden and Beau's wife. They were partners in grief. But maybe you're looking for a financial plan, or maybe you should be looking for an financial plan. Nobody's really looking for a financial plan. They just suddenly realize they should have one. And that's why Luke Nowacki does what he does. He's got a team of people. They all put together a retirement plan. Sometimes it's just sitting down and really going over what it is you're planning. Maybe one child's college education, maybe half an education, maybe three kids. Maybe you've got 10, 12, and 14 years, and you start thinking about it. The sooner you plan, the better a job you'll do. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. 401ks, should really look into that. What age should you be this risky or not risky enough? Luke Nowacki can help you with that. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is a separately owned and other entities and or marketing names. Product services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Okay, so Trump Jr., DTJ.
Yeah.
Was on The View. And, you know, I only read about it. I didn't see any of it, but it sounded like the whole thing was just up for grabs.
Why was
like
his...
people were yelling and the crowd was booing.
Why was Guilfoyle with him?
I don't know. I'm not sure why.
Did they need her? Did she write the book with him that they're promoting?
No, I don't think so. I mean, she's with him. She's his girl. She was from Fox News, right?
Yeah.
So she shares the same views. I don't know why she was on with him, but I hate saying this. I mean, tell me if I'm completely lost my mind. I see DTJ as a Republican nominee in like 2028 or 2032.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I mean, this one worked. This one won the presidency. Why wouldn't he?
Well, I don't think he would if his dad just was doing his dad. If his father was just doing, you know, his business. And DTJ suddenly said, I'm running for president. No way. But now he's this, you know, this loud Twitter voice and this loud voice. I mean, he is like.
He's also a great person.
Isn't
he's
he
a great guy?
Isn't he mini Trump?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's filling it. Yeah.
He's acting like mini Trump. And,
he's using Twitter in the same way.
Yeah. And it just seems that family dynasties, and I mean, I'm horrified by the idea. I don't want that kid I saw in The Apprentice years ago to be the president. I just don't like the idea. It's too stupid.
Why not? The host is.
I know. But I could see that coming. I kind of had an inkling if he ran, he'd do well.
Speaking of which, there's a story that came out that he's been in talks with Mark Burnett, you know, the producer of The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
For post-presidency to do The Apprentice White House.
And don't dare anyone say that. It's not presidential.
Oh, that'd be a wonderful, wonderful show.
I think it would
he's going to wait till he's out.
Probably do pretty well.
Oh, my God. It'd be huge. I told you before, if I was in charge of ABC or CBS or NBC, I'd try to hire him. Why wouldn't you want him?
No, 40% of the country will be fired up.
Yeah, and the other half will watch it out of anger.
Some of them might for a while. Yeah, I think it'd do certainly better than he did before, and did okay before.
Mm-hmm. Unlike Arnold.
But I'm really, I don't know, I just feel it. Either Chelsea Clinton or DTJ, probably DTJ, though, if I had to choose who has the ego to need to do it.
Yeah.
And with Kimberly Guilfoyle, that's a good combination. I mean, she certainly adds to the equation. I don't think she would hurt him.
It's so
maybe.
Weird because she used to be married to Gavin Newsom, the governor of California.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's really odd.
Do we have any audio from The View? Because this sounded, I was just imagining the clucking and how funny it must have been. I guess Whoopi Goldberg got mad.
Lowering the discourse to his level, which is horrible for this country. Even if people are working, we don't want to have a country like that. Do you understand that?
We've all
they don't
done
like
things.
The vessel or the semantics of the tweets, but
nevertheless, we've all done things that we regret. I mean, if we're talking about bringing a discourse down, Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi,
no,
you
I
said
I'm
that
sorry,
Roman
I'm
Polanski.
Sorry, I'm sorry, and don't.
You,
if you
said
do
that
it,
Roman Polanski. It wasn't rape when he raped a child. So let's talk about.
So yeah, no, let's
things.
Talk
Come
about
on,
this. So
there.
You want to bring this up? The yeah. question came up.
I did not
about,
go in blackface. Please,
no, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
Pause for a second.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in blackface. That came out last year, I thought.
She admitted to it. She admitted that she wore dark makeup when she was...
She was trying to be African queen or something Halloween?
Yeah, she went as a
beautiful... Why would
beautiful,
she deny it then?
I don't know. There's pictures on the internet.
It's interesting. Whoopi Goldberg is yelling at him.
Right here. And I know it doesn't look... I mean, she's not like really dark.
She's light-skinned.
But she admitted that she wore dark makeup so she could be an African woman. For Halloween. Not that I'm mad about it, because I don't...
No, but I know, but why would she then deny it?
I thought she apologized. Am I wrong about that?
No, I don't... I think
maybe
they
not.
Went silent on that.
Okay. Funny how that happens.
I actually think his point there is pretty good. Like, go ahead and attack Trump for all his policies. Why all the other stuff?
Anyway, I just wanted to hear it. Play a little more.
It's similar to attacking somebody for wearing blackface, although she's not president.
Sorry, listen, being black, I recognize blackface, this I can say. Okay? I know what
well, you're doing. You're trying to back me up on that.
So now that you, now that you've broken this piece of ice, because I guess this is the fight you want.
Oh, so they never talked about this.
But if we're talking about character, we're talking about these things.
Are you questioning my character?
I'm not questioning your character. I'm talking about, you're questioning my father's character. And I say, we all have done
I didn't question anybody. I simply said that... When you're talking about that your father's taken more heat than anybody else, that is not so. Instead,
as a president,
and when, yes,
come
as
on.
A president, yes,
ridiculous.
He's getting pressed.
Who
I think he's
who
I think
a president.
The Central Park 5 took a lot more heat than your father has taken at his hand.
Wait, pause for a second. Wait. Pause. Who took a lot more heat?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. Everyone's
he's getting
yelling.
Pressed.
Okay. Pause for a second. I'm inclined to agree with DTJ on that. I mean, who's gotten. The other side more riled up against him than Donald Trump. I can't.
Well, Clinton took a lot of heat. I mean, presidents take
Clinton
a lot
had a 70% approval rating
well,
but when he admitted he
heat.
Banged an intern.
I mean, there was a story every day.
Well,
I mean, he's president.
You know,
he's going to get a lot of heat every day.
But Obama the Lewinsky thing certainly ratcheted it up
sure.
a ton. Otherwise, yeah, Clinton got a lot of heat. I would agree with that. So did Bush. Bush got a ton of heat. But I don't think anything compares to Trump. Maybe
Some
it's just
of that's
because
from
he's,
his own doing, though.
Well,
you know, because he's yelling at people on Twitter.
It depends on what you're talking about, though. I mean, because he says shithole countries. I mean, the whole country goes crazy for 2 days. I mean, some of them, they're not policies. They're just silly
I understand
things.
That noise. But,
yeah.
You know, a lot of that noise is
but it
by
is,
his own creation.
It's still heat, though. He got, I mean, they've talked about impeaching him from the first day he was elected. I mean, it never ended. No, not now. No, not now. No, not now. But it's always come up. And I'm not saying he doesn't share responsibility for it. I'm just saying I think I agree with him. And I don't know who Whoopi said. Did she say Obama?
It was Sunny.
That's what I was trying to say.
Man up. Stop
trying to
crying.
See what she said right here.
I think the president. Stars of Part 5 took a lot more heat than your father has taken at his hand.
Part 5?
And at one point, Whoopi had to, like, I guess she had to scold the audience because they were booing too much.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Well, you know, he could have brought up the Ted Danson roast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, though, that she was not in blackface. I didn't think that was even in question.
I didn't either. I don't know why they would deny it now. But see, that's what's interesting. That becomes the point of that whole 2.5 minutes.
Well,
which, who cares?
That's really weird because
why lie about it? Because who cares?
That was really not a big story. It's just something I sort of saw somewhere and I remember it. And
because it
was such a small thing, I thought she apologized for it and it just went away.
They talked about it on The View.
Nice outfit, by the way. Rock and roll.
Wait, back then they did?
Yeah.
That it wasn't blackface?
No, that she admitted to it. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay, I didn't know they did. Here's a little bit.
In praise of naturally curly hair. They say that it's making a comeback.
When are you excited? Leave? I've always had curly
that
hair.
That is
y'all
a
late.
Feminist statement.
Huh?
What are you...
And they show the photo during the show.
Oh, you know this picture.
Oh, Joy, is that you? Yes. Joy, that is
oh,
you?
Yes.
Oh, Joy, are you black?
No, I know.
She say, are you black?
Joy.
I was so cute. Joy. How cute I was.
Are you my auntie, Joy?
No. That is me.
My word. What year is the circle?
I was 29. It was a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
But that's my hair. That's my hair.
That, you can be, yeah, but it is.
So the whole point of
why. So, yeah. She said she wore makeup. That was, which, once again, why deny it? Who cares?
I don't know.
Dumb.
And Whoopi didn't deny her thing because she did. That's on video too. Her talking about Roman Polanski. It's not rape.
Well, if you're 14 years old, there's a new rape allegation against Roman Polanski too. That is rape. There's another one that's rape too that came up during Me Too.
Yeah, I don't know why they're trying to deny it. They should just say we're not the president of the United States.
Well,
I mean that's to me that is a better argument.
Yeah, but they instead
are denying
have you believe that
yeah.
they never make mistakes
exactly.
or they never say anything that's controversial. No. And frankly, they
Everyone
do.
Makes mistakes.
They say a lot of things that get people fired up on that show.
In other words, nobody cared about Trump saying grab him by the pussy until he was about to be elected president.
Here's a little bit more here.
Oh, great.
I think this is when they're trying to really get him on, you know, breaking the law because he tweeted out the name of the whistleblower.
For Christmas.
But Kimberly, you're a lawyer.
Yes.
And we've known each other. You were a
Absolutely.
Former prosecutor.
Yes.
I mean, did you advise your boyfriend that it is a federal crime to out a whistleblower?
I didn't advise him that it was a federal crime, but I did come out of the bathroom and say I left you alone for 10 minutes. What happened when Mama Cita's gone? Because I'm a prison
it's not a federal crime.
Reason.
It's only a federal
However,
crime for the IG to do it. That's in the statute.
Well,
so that's, you
well,
can't,
no, that's
but
not
that's
true.
The, you can't
that's
run
a lie.
It is not
She's
true.
A,
let me show you the
that's
other
not
side.
True.
Here's
under U.S. Okay, stop. Everybody stop. It's hard to hear. Under U.S. So finish that. 1505, it is a crime.
It's not accurate. Just ask where Paul went.
My law degree says it is, but nevertheless.
But he's not the individual that
My question is, you did speak to him about that.
I talked to him, not prior to, after I said, what happened? He said, they're saying that I released this and I outed, but if you look at the facts, and the facts are that the name was out there, I'm not saying, I understand what you're saying, that perhaps, it wasn't the most prudent decision to retweet an article, but I'm going to tell you something. We talked about transparency. The President of the United States released the transcript of exactly what happened in that phone call.
Yeah.
Whistleblower is giving his opinion
right.
of what transpired.
We spoke about that.
So moot at this point.
The people are cheering in the View audience.
I'd like to talk about that.
The truth.
Actually, let me ask you, did you read the transcript?
I can't take anymore.
Rip.
I give.
Blah, blah,
oh, my God.
Yikes.
Yeah, the point was.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
The point was that. He was saying he's a private citizen. The name was already out there online.
Yes.
He was retweeting someone else, or he liked a tweet. That's interesting because that's what Joe Biden says about Hunter Biden. He's a private citizen.
Yeah. He's
not exactly a private citizen. Technically, I suppose, Donald Trump Jr. is a private citizen, as well as Hunter Biden is a private citizen. And by the way, the Republicans are trying to make Hunter Biden testify in the impeachment hearings.
I know. But he should just do it.
I don't think
he really wants to do that. No, but just do it. Why not?
Well, because I don't think he really wants to talk about working for Burisma.
Nothing to hide.
I don't think it's quite that simple.
Doesn't have to do with the
he's never been to
investigation,
Ukraine,
but just do it.
I think it'd be very embarrassing for him to testify at a minimum. Although,
well, yeah, I mean, he'll be because it is on TV. So, Jim Jordan will just be yelling at him.
They'll get into how much money he made, how much work he did. Did he ever go to Ukraine? Which is the answer is no, from what I understand. Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like a pretty pathetic, you know, no-show job.
Is old man Biden still running?
Is he what?
Is he still running?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nothing out of
him. I think he still polls well, actually.
I don't get it. And now Bloomberg's in.
Yeah, Bloomberg.
Just what we were waiting for.
Bloomberg leads Trump by 6%. I saw that today.
Okay.
Bloomberg apparently...
Nobody knows anything about him. That's all name recognition.
How old is Bloomberg?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it seems to be
77.
Yeah.
Do we really need another 77-year-old in this?
Okay, boomer.
Is 77?
He's not even a boomer.
I don't think he's a boomer.
Yeah.
Apparently,
what we all wanted was somebody else running.
I know. Well, it's on the other side, though.
What do you mean?
Isn't he?
No,
he's running as a Democrat?
Yeah, he filed as a Democrat.
Oh.
He was a Republican, then he was a Democrat, then he was a Republican, then he was independent, now he's a Democrat again.
I thought he was still a Republican.
No. I think when he was mayor, he was technically independent.
Oh, he was.
But a lot of his, he's got the soda ban. I mean, a lot of people remember him for that.
Yeah.
So that seems to be, you know.
The story I read about Bloomberg today, and, you know, it's sort of I get him mixed up with a lot of people in New York. I mean, I know he's a powerful guy. He's done well.
He's incredibly anti-gun.
He's very rich, very successful. And didn't he finance his own campaigns? Didn't he pony up for all that?
I don't know.
I think he did.
Probably. I mean, he's loaded.
Totally loaded. But anyway, apparently there's a lot of Me Too stuff in his background. Oh, yeah. That was the first thing that was brought out was that he would have a lot to answer for.
Well. But it almost doesn't matter, does it? Well, it does on the Democrats.
I don't know. I mean, there were 4 sexual harassment suits.
I don't know. Nothing happened to Joe Biden. Kissing and hair sniffing.
Yeah, I don't know. That wasn't really... Those stories were... I don't know. Biden looks to me like he's just too handsy. Has anyone ever said that he actually attempted anything?
No.
But this guy had, I think, 4... sexual harassment cases within a couple years or something, and a few other things. He said a lot of things, but
he what?
He said a lot of things to other people that maybe he shouldn't have said.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
I'm not sure how much that matters, honestly, but whatever. Anyway, there was a couple other things related to...
Well, Trump had a good weekend, though. He's at the Alabama-LSU game. And
oh, yeah, he got cheered.
He went nuts for him, yeah. I don't think that's a surprise at all.
And baby Trump, inflatable, got stabbed. There was a stabbing at the Alabama-LSU game. Baby Trump.
That's got to be a song, right? That's got to be on YouTube somewhere. So I can find it.
Some guy stabbed an 8-foot gash in baby Trump.
Wow.
And downed it.
It's a big gash.
And he was arrested, and... I don't know. You know, I read that there was a GoFundMe for the guy that was arrested.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it cost him money.
But he committed a crime.
Well, I mean, Bill Clinton committed a crime and people gave him money.
I know, which is
legal defense fund. No, I don't understand any of this stuff, honestly.
Trump baby. Trump baby. Trump baby. Trump.
Mommy.
Trump do. Trump do.
Mommy.
Trump do.
I heard this song a lot over the weekend.
Daddy.
Trump do.
Daddy.
Trump do.
Daddy.
Trump do.
Daddy.
Trump.
Grandma.
Trump do.
Grandma.
Trump do.
Grandma.
Trump do.
Grandma.
Trump.
Grandpa.
Trump.
They're going to do Runaway and all that?
That's what I want. That's the only reason it's still going. I want to know if he's going to do it.
Grandpa.
Trump. Safe at last.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Run. 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 Run.
Fucking thing sucks.
Safe at last. Do. Safe at last. Do. Safe at last. Do.
Nothing like a bad edit.
Safe at last. It's the end. Do. It's the end. Do. It's the end.
Wait, what about Trump's other songs? Remember we had all those songs? We didn't play them, did we?
No, we didn't.
Why don't we play one?
See if I can find it.
They were funny.
Yeah,
they're heavily auto-tuned.
Yeah, but you can hear Trump in a couple of them.
It's Which ones did we like the best out of those?
One of them wasn't as good.
I can recommend watching them too if you get an opportunity because watching it just seems so much better because you can it pulls from every speech that he's done and everything like that.
Let me back this up.
For one main reason, I came in like a wrecking ball. I'll never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down.
Yeah, it's pretty well
it
done.
It slowly turned, you let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground.
See, that's the problem. A lot of the songs, it goes really high pitched.
Yeah, there was. All I Want for Christmas
is really high pitched.
Oh, the All I Want for Christmas one I thought was good.
Except it gets too high pitched, and so it's really.
Happy New Year, happy holidays. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day.
All right, the video, Brandon, makes it so much better.
Yeah.
And it's a guy on YouTube. It's Maestro Zikos, Z-I-I-K-O-S. That's the auto-tune ones.
I don't know how people
do
that.
Songs.
Do you know how much time and editing it takes?
Yeah. Oh, he did a Baby Shark one, but it's just him singing Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark.
I think I like the other one better though.
Baby Shark. Mommy Shark, do 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 do. Mommy Shark.
But the video editing on this one's really good.
That's insane. You have to first watch all of Trump's speeches. Then you have to selectively cut them out and piece them together and then auto-tune it. It's really difficult.
There's a site where you can search a keyword and get every time he said it. Oh, he did it with Obama. Should we hear an Obama song?
Oh.
You can do it by Adobe software.
Here's Obama doing Rap God.
It's one thing I can't do is rap, but I can rap.
That's because I love you.
Don't hold. Assuming I'm a human, what I gotta do to get it to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, I'm made rubber from anything.
There's a lot going on there.
Too much, yeah. Oof. Getting dizzy watching the videos of it. They're all too quick.
So I didn't see the Alabama game. Was it really a roar of applause?
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
Because I know at first with the UFC one, people were saying it was half and half. But when I heard it, I heard more boos.
I heard a lot of boos there.
And we all knew the Nationals when he was at the Washington Nationals World Series game. That was a lot of boos.
You know,
crazy.
So it's Veterans Day.
Yes.
And they were kind of honoring veterans, too, at Alabama. So there were a couple introductions, and it was right before the anthem. But no, I mean, there were a lot of cheers. There were a lot of Trump flags.
But they did the same thing when they announced Trump at the World Series. They said Donald Trump and... you know, selected veterans and, you know, wounded warriors, and everybody still booed them.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but I don't think they were.
They waited until they said Trump. But yeah, I know what you mean. No, but I mean, come on, if he can't get cheers at an Alabama football game, then he's got bigger problems.
Thank you, and roll tide.
Than anybody thinks. I mean, it's Alabama. Here's another Trump cover. Unless it's a joke and he's not on here.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
You know, this is like a deep fake, too, because he put his face on Rick Ashley. But that one sucks.
I don't think that constitutes a deep fake.
No. Well, no, I mean, you can't see the video.
It's okay. For you guys, anything I can do, I'll do.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but he was a new match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I'm listening and laugh.
Thank you, next.
Even almost got married. And for me, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm. Cause he was an angel. One who taught me love.
You thank
one
Malcolm?
One taught me patience. And one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing. I've loved and I've lost. But that's not why I seem to love what I got. Love what you taught me. And for that I say thank you. Next, next, thank you. Next, next, thank you. Next, I'm so next. Fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you.
Next,
next, next, I'm thank you.
Swearing.
Next, next song certainly fits you. His personality.
Next. I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you. Next, thank you. Next.
Do you want to try next. Calling the guy that stabbed the Trump baby balloon?
Yeah, why not? Hall Financial Hotline, by the way. Oh, this is where you can refi and save money. And with a long loan, like maybe you got 10 years, 20 years, 25 years left, think of saving money every month. Even if it's $150, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of found money. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. Or you click the link on our website, and they get back to you as soon as 30 seconds. That's the fastest. Or call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial.
So I guess this guy also put out a video saying, this is him, by the way, his name's Hoyt.
Okay.
I don't know how many of y'all Republicans out there got any balls about yourself, but they got that baby Trump balloon down here on campus right
baby
now.
Baby Trump.
And I'm going down here to make a scene.
Yeah.
So y'all watch the news. If you got any balls, come join me.
What?
This is pathetic. I'm fisting the...
Why are you doing this, dude?
He likes Trump.
Fisting to get right.
Clearly, but why are you... That's not what I meant. Why are you videotaping yourself before you're going to commit a crime?
I'm shaking so mad right now, but I'm fisting to pop this balloon. Without a doubt. Stay tuned.
Fixing to pop this balloon?
Should be interesting.
Ooh!
Oh, okay, cool.
There's something about that balloon that's just funny to look at.
It's cute.
It's funny looking. I don't think you have to hate Trump to think it's funny.
No.
But I guess it is interesting that
he stabbed a balloon.
The
which
PC
is
world,
kind of a funny crime in and of itself.
It's very funny. And the way it's described, an 8-foot gash. It sounded bloody. And it's a baby. It's baby Trump.
I know.
He's in a diaper.
This is funny. I can't find the song we played earlier. Oh, no.
Okay. What's his name?
Hoyt.
Hoyt.
Hoyt. I like that. Hoyt. That's cool.
Cool name.
Come on, Hoytster.
That's a great name.
Did Trump thank him? Is he inviting him to the White House?
Only if he enters the MAGA challenge.
Oh, God.
Baby Trump, do 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 do. Baby Trump, do 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 do. Baby Trump, do 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 do. Baby Trump, mommy. Trump, do do do.
Who wrote Baby Shark? And how rich are they?
Oh, a Japanese company.
God,
loaded. Because there's all the merch, too.
I mean, that's right up there with writing Happy Birthday to You, right?
Daddy. I don't think anybody's
answering. Oh, damn it.
Grandma. Trump, doop, 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 grandma. Trump, doop, 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 grandma. Trump, doop, 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 grandma. Trump.
Grandpa. Yeah, no message either.
Trump, doop, doop,
okay.
Doop, doop, doop,
grandpa.
Trump, doop, 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 doop,
grandpa.
Trump, doop, 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 doop,
grandpa.
Trump.
Let's go.
Oh, doop, doop,
doop, doop. Oh, come on, man.
No, great. Stop it.
Great song.
Okay, do you want to mention the Trump challenge, the MAGA challenge?
Yeah, he tweeted out.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, and he's gonna, the winner gets to go to the White House.
And this is, you're supposed to write a rap song?
Yeah, a guy originally did it, and that's what Trump retweeted. So I guess the MAGA challenge is to use that guy's beat. Here's here's that song, the original one.
Hey, that's an intro, that MAGA boy. Call me what you want, cause that don't matter, boy. I just speak the truth and something
the black guy?
Yeah, my favorite part of the video, too, is he's got a giant, oversized foam cowboy hat that says Make America Great Again.
MAGA. Radio, stop playing me, I lost a few fans. So tell me I'm a bit of MAGA.
This guy big, or...
Oh, I've never heard of him. Bryson Gray.
How many views does he have?
2.9 million.
Oh, really?
But Trump retweeted him. And I've watched it at least 4 times.
Can I hear a little louder?
They call me a coon. I'm not impressed. They don't like the truth, so the least they gonna suppress.
That was it. But so you're supposed to use that beat, I guess, and then do your own song. And like he said, the winner gets to go see him.
So okay. This is basically like April in the D contest when they used to bring all those.
Exactly.
It's April in the D, that magical month when the Pistons, Red Wings, and the Tigers are all playing at the same time.
This is a rap about a MAGA hat.
I hope she wins.
The one that always taken by a Democrat.
The cool thing is she's doing it in her car.
Trump's policies are so grand.
She's got her own beat.
Watching the economy expand.
Oh, boy.
To take your friends to
I think
a
the winner should go to the White
crowd,
House with the guy that stabbed the Trump baby. Same day.
When's Conan going to the White House? He said Conan was supposed to be there last week, and he hasn't been there.
Oh, the dog,
yeah.
Okay.
He said he was on his way back from the Middle East.
Canine, as they call. I call it a dog.
Let's move on to...
Please.
Well, there was some rock and roll news over the weekend as John Legend has remade It's Cold Outside. So that
Kelly
people...
Clarkson. Which, why is he doing it with Kelly Clarkson when we all know he's married to Chrissy Teigen?
Because she probably can't sing.
The guy that wrote the song, by the way, his daughter is really pissed about this. She said, there weren't even roofies. He didn't even know what a roofie was when he wrote the song.
No, because does anybody want this song to be redone?
No, every time, you know, somebody took it off their, announced, you know, made a big deal. Oh, we're taking it off our Christmas music.
Was it The Bounce?
And they, no, it wasn't The Bounce. And they asked the audience, you know, do you support this? And the audience overwhelmingly said, that's stupid. It was like 95%. And they restored the song, they put it back on. So there's no need to redo the song.
But it's really funny. Have you heard the new lyrics? Because how many people
I saw them written down. I really don't even need to hear it.
How many people talk like that?
I just, first of all, I don't even like the original song.
It's awful.
This evening has been so glad
this is where the people that want to move minorities and women forward actually hurt the cause by focusing on
dumb, ridiculous
things and punishing people unnecessarily. It's just, it's so fucking stupid.
They did find the right boring person to cover a boring song.
He's really talented, but he is boring.
Is this something he's really upset about, this song? It's really, he can't sleep at night thinking about this?
If it was anybody else, I'd probably say no, but I'm afraid it might.
Jesus. Kelly Clarkson, I can't imagine she gives a crap.
No.
Pete Daugherty's drinking again, apparently.
Cocaine.
Oh, was it cocaine?
Was he soliciting coke in Paris?
I just heard he got thrown in jail for a drunken fight.
Oh,
I think he's been in jail twice. Was the first time for cocaine?
The one I saw today was, cocaine.
Okay.
Which, you know, is on brand.
Well, here's what I see.
Not his new brand.
I see 2 days ago he was busted for trying to buy cocaine, and then...
He couldn't get any more, so he got drunk.
And then just a few hours ago, it says that he was picked up for a drunken bar fight. So are these two separate incidents?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And, So is he in Baby Shambles? Is that still his band? He's a talented guy.
Oh, I don't, you know, and I have no idea if they're still around or if he's just doing touring himself.
And then Rick Ocasek from The Grave making news by shutting Paula Poroshkova out of his will.
Yeah.
She gets nothing.
The verbiage is great, too.
I know.
I have made no provision for my wife, Paulina Poroshkova, as we are in the process of divorcing. Even if I should die before a divorce is final, she's not entitled to any elective share because she has abandoned me. That's kind of sad.
I got to say, I was really sad reading that. And I was sad when she announced that they were splitting up. First of all, he didn't say anything. She said everything. She made some stupid statement. It was sort of like conscious uncoupling.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we used to ride a tandem, but now we're riding separate bikes or something
cute. It's
just fucking horrible. And then I saw her at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'm like, what's she doing there? She just announced that they're not married anymore. This is really this happy little family of divorced parents? And
she probably bought a ticket.
And snuck onto the kids' table.
Exactly. Or had a kid buy one.
I figured, you know, maybe they've just been through a lot together over the years, and so this is something they're sharing, but obviously not from his statement. I mean, that sounds pretty rough.
What did he die of exactly?
It was...
He had surgery. He was recovering from surgery.
That's right. And she found him, huh?
I think the son...
Where are the conspiracy theories that she killed him?
Yeah.
Focused on this Epstein one.
I tweeted this out because, you know, for years, people said, what is that supermodel doing with Rick Ocasek?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like 23 years older than her. And, you know, Beauty and the Beast, and which would be so tiring to hear, especially if you're him. And, you know, at some point,
so rude.
You know, her career encompassed, what, 5 years?
Yeah, yeah. Five strong years, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she probably made good money. But it's interesting that it would mean something to cut her out of the will.
Yeah.
I mean, if, I don't know, if she was trying to marry an old rock star hoping he would die, that didn't work out so well.
were you surprised he only had 15,000 in cash?
Well, he had 15 million though. Didn't he have $15 million?
He had assets of 5 million, but he had trusts all over the place, so who knows, you know.
It
where
sounded
those
like he had
are.
It sounded like they were guesstimating 15 to 20 million. That was just one story I saw. Was there anything definitive?
The filing with his will said assets that include 5 million in copyrights.
Ooh,
100,000 in tangible personal property and 15 in cash. But, you know, if you have trusts in other places and other names,
yeah,
you know, that might not be in the filing. But only 15 grand in cash is kind of surprised me.
You got to wonder if that's intentional. If there's some legal strategy.
No. It sounds like there is.
I have to say, this is all very strange to me because, like Epstein, in jail, meeting with attorneys to make changes to his will?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he give a fuck?
Well, because he knew he was going to kill himself.
I know. Well, whatever he was doing, he was moving money to a place where these people he victimized would have a much harder time getting to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was an asshole to the bitter end. And on that subject... the girl who they said leaked the audio of Amy Robach was fired from CBS.
Yeah.
She didn't even work at ABC.
Where she now works, yeah.
Which I thought was really strange. She says, by the way, she didn't leak it. She said, yeah, I saved it. I saved a lot of things.
The people that released it said that they did not get it from her either, but they could just be protecting her as well.
Well, why would CBS? I'm surprised CBS would fire her like that. First of all, it shows that ABC was squashing a story about a humongous pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was.
No, but if you're CBS, I think it's kind of like, are you releasing anything from here?
Well, what are they hiding?
Well, you never know.
I guess.
I mean, just
I don't know. I would think
anything an anchor says could be misconstrued.
I think the nature of what Amy Robach said would probably make CBS to a lot of people, look like assholes for firing her. But I don't know. And this story, by the way, this business that and Amy Robach even said, you know, I guess there just wasn't enough sourcing on this story.
Yeah, right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Not enough sourcing. He'd been in prison for molesting kids.
Have the victim.
Young women. She had the victim on the record, naming names, big names. And apparently it was just too hot to trot for ABC. But, you know, I saw people defending ABC, mostly people from ABC. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
there's no defense.
But no, it's indefensible. And then, you know, when you think about people like Judge Kavanaugh, you know, this woman comes out of the woodwork and says, 35 years ago this happened, and, whoosh, you know, it's the lead story for however long it was, 3 weeks, I don't know. And it's kind of hard to suggest that they really take their sourcing that seriously. So, I don't know, it's interesting, though. ABC has not done a story on this story. They have not said, their news division has not reported one iota
on the story,
Amy Robach's story.
Yeah.
Not a word.
Have the other ones? Have the Today Show?
I don't know. You know, they only said that ABC, the news division, has had a single story. And
maybe it's not sourced well enough.
Well, the way things are going at NBC, I could see them going, I don't know if we want to throw darts at
the absolutely
network.
Should. Yeah, look over there.
Not NBC. I like ABC a little bit more, not much. Come on, ABC.
That's a wild story.
She just, Virginia Jeffrey Roberts just did another huge interview with 60 Minutes Australia.
Yeah.
Which I watched way more of that than I really needed to because she's not telling anything new. She still told the same story of dancing with a very sweaty, bad dancing Prince Andrew. But the interesting thing was that they interviewed David Boyce on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he basically said, hey, the second Andrew steps foot in this country, he's going to get arrested.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, no, but of course he's going to think that. I wouldn't be too surprised. There's no way he could come over here. They must have enough.
I don't think he will. But
it's not going to be enough to extradite him because the Royals would never, you know, probably fight that.
I suppose.
And then just over the weekend, or maybe it was Friday, Alan Dershowitz filed his countersuit against her for defamation. What a dick.
And the things he says about
such
her,
an asshole.
The verbiage he uses, this liar who makes things up, this is somebody who was victimized in the worst way by his client, who he cut this ridiculous deal for so he could get out sooner and molest people while he was in jail. And he would have the audacity to blast this girl. And also David Boyce, because of Dershowitz's suit, David Boyce was removed as her attorney because he's a witness.
Yeah.
Because Dershowitz is claiming that she never said a word about me until David Boyce made her say it. Well, how could you possibly know that? How could he know that?
Has she said that she specifically had sex with,
yes,
with Alan?
Okay. Yes.
Anyone can even know that.
On a plane, and I think on land too.
Yeah.
But He keeps looking
at the two and hearing their stories, I'm going to go with her.
I'm going to go with her, too. And he protesteth a bit too much.
Yeah.
All this suing and if...
He has suffered and continues to suffer from severe emotional distress, including anxiety, stress, mental anguish, and the physical effects therefrom, medical conditions including but not limited to cardiac conditions and other ailments precipitated by the harassment. You know, it's funny because I've seen him on TV a lot.
No one's harassed him. He's doing all the harassing.
He doesn't seem like he has any emotional distress or anxiety at all.
She has said that he had sex with her. Yeah. I don't think there's been a lot else said about it. And a lot of things seem to get squashed. For example, this Amy Robach thing, which Alan Dershowitz called in to ABC and said, don't you dare run that. Alan Dershowitz was mentioned in that interview that she had sex with Alan Dershowitz. So he's been really able to keep this thing under wraps for a long time.
Really? See, I mean, the fact that he's suing just makes him seem even more guilty.
Suing David
eyes.
Boyce, her attorney. And David Boyce, by the way, he says, I'm putting his entire career on the stand.
Ooh.
He's going to be deposed. He's going to have to talk about all his cases. He's trying to scare him.
Can someone put Boyce on the stand and then ask him about Theranos?
That's what he plans to do.
Oh, really?
That's exactly what he plans to do.
That has nothing to do with this case.
I know, but that's how these guys, that's how they work.
God, they seem so exhausting.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they erected some private quid pro quo where you don't ask me about Theranos, and I'll say I don't know anything about Virginia Jeffrey.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
We all know
I doubt it, too.
Yeah, we all know about Theranos.
Well, he's 80 anyway. I don't think he gives a fuck. Boy, is 80.
They're both 80?
They're both around. Oh. I know Dershowitz is around
he's
there,
80.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the story about Dustin Hoffman getting scammed?
No, I didn't.
And the weird thing about it, and I feel like it's a little clickbaity, because the guy that did the scamming is Paul Manafort's ex-son-in-law. So it's a very loose connection to him, but I started reading the story. He's sentenced to 9 years for pulling a series of scams that totaled $13 million, including one that cost Dustin Hoffman $3
million. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Jeffrey Yohai, he has to pay $6.7 in restitution.
Yeah, good luck collecting
trying to see what he did here. He pled guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud and wire fraud for schemes that included renting out luxury homes without the permission of the owners. And
how
selling,
do you do that? I don't get how you do that.
I don't know either. And selling non-existent backstage passes for Coachella.
Ah!
Prosecutors said he persuaded Dustin Hoffman and his son Jacob to invest in a real estate project.
Oh, boy.
But he used their money for personal expenses and to pay debts. When his credit rate plummeted, prosecutors said that Yohai used his cousin's identity to run up another $108,000 in credit card charges. He was once married to Manafort's daughter. His name surfaced during bank and tax fraud trial for Paul Manafort. So that trial is what kind of got this guy nailed. Sorry, Dustin.
Boy, I tell you,
the balls,
the
on
scamola
people,
out there. It just seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse, doesn't it?
I guess, but
there's so many. Maybe we just hear more about him. I don't know.
I mean,
the internet has just opened the door.
Yeah, but sometimes.
So much.
Shouldn't there be a lot more buyer beware than what there is now?
I would think so, yeah. Absolutely.
Why is Dustin Hoffman getting involved in a real estate? I feel like his son brought it to him. Like, Dad, I met this guy.
You know, the really funny thing is when stars get nailed with fake art. Because happens the time.
It just happened with.
Yeah,
it
just.
Kevin Bacon.
Prince Charles. That just happened.
Yes,
yeah, Prince Charles.
Why is that extra hilarious?
Okay,
because it probably means a lot
English
to him.
English taxpayers paid for some scam piece of art.
You know that means a lot to him.
He probably was paying $20 million for some piece of shit. taxpayers will pay for it. They'll be glad it's part of the monarchy.
Like he vetted it at all. He doesn't pay for it.
How much was it?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know how much it was.
The more it costs, the happier it'll make me.
Let me look it up. It's one of those stories I saw that just kind of flew by, though.
Do you guys think Amy Fisher's hot?
Yeah.
I think she was really hot when she first went to jail. She was.
By the way, $134
million. $134 million? Prince Charles paid $134 million for a piece of art?
Let me read the story.
That's not his money. He never earned any money. He doesn't have a job.
Convicted counterfeiter Terry Tretrow revealed to the Daily Mail that he forged several pieces, including a Monet, Dalí, and Picasso, which were loaned to the house with an insurance value of $134 million. So that's not really what it cost out of pocket. That's great, though.
Ha ha.
Stupid.
Nice going, Prince Charles.
Why is that so funny?
You know, you would think they would have the best people vetting it to make sure it's not a fake. I don't think anybody knows what's fake or real in art anyway.
No.
They pretend they do. Oh, yes, this canvas is from the 1930s. No, you don't know. You know what you're talking about.
That's great. Amy Fisher, yeah, you know, they did her a big disservice on this 2020 special, Growing Up Buttafuoco, which is just titled hilariously.
Why is it called Growing Up Buttafuoco? Why is this even newsworthy?
Because the daughter of Buttafuoco, Jamie Buttafuoco, has broken her silence. The son, by the way, will not talk about it, will not talk about his dad, has even changed his last name because he's so bothered by the whole story.
It would be a drag to be named Botafogo.
Well, so Jamie,
pain in the ass.
To that point, Jamie Botafogo tells a story on there where she's like, every time I pull out my ID, they're like, "Are you related to Joey?"
Yeah.
So she's like, "I am trying." She's trying to reclaim the name.
Yeah, good luck
with that. But if she just got married, she could change her last name anyway.
Well, the funny thing is that this story just got so out there that we're talking over 20 years later. People are still going, "Hey, you related to Joey Botafogo?"
Yeah. Well, it's a funny name.
I know, it's such a dumb name.
And he's such
you think
a
that people
dope.
Would be, people would be going, "Botafogo, I thought I knew. It sounds familiar," but they wouldn't know. It wouldn't remember. But it's so dumb. And plus, his dumb face is unforgettable.
He looks great,
that
though, now,
man. Stupid face.
He's got two new great hand tattoos, like on the top of his hand.
Of what?
One looked like a skull. I don't know.
Oh, good call.
They look
good call.
They're on brand for Botafogo.
Okay.
It's funny, too, when they start talking.
Maury Povich?
Yeah, Maury's on it. Maury's great. I love listening to him talk.
He's cool.
It actually was a really good special. There's Joey. You see his hand tattoos? Don't they look cool?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stupid. Whatever. Listen, they look like green blobs to me, don't they?
They are. They're green
blobby.
They did Amy a disservice, though, twice in that they described her as a student with average course load and below average grades.
Oh, my.
I forgot she was an actual escort back then. Did you remember that?
Yeah, it sounds familiar, but I didn't
off the
top of my head.
There's a videotape of her turning a trick that what? Some guy sold to Hard Copy.
I kind of like to see that.
You don't see much.
Oh, except she's 15. Isn't she? 15?
Yeah, and the reenactor they had for her was huge. Like fat.
That's total bullshit. Yeah. She was hot.
Here's a good part, though. I think this is when they go on the Clear Joey's name tour.
Promising the world. Come on, tell us your story. Tell us your side, Joey, right? I thought, okay, this is a good chance for me to tell my side.
My dad loved it. And I think my mom hated it, but went along with it because she didn't know any better. And she didn't know she could say no.
So we get on Donahue, and it started out not so great, and it got real bad, real fast.
From a woman to a woman, I just want to say, wake up. And it was an ambush. It was an absolute
They're tagging her,
ambush.
Not him.
I sat there like a deer in the headlights. If it looks like a snake, talks like a snake, and walks like a snake, Mary Jo. It was degrading. It was embarrassing. It was
Boom.
Just a nightmare. 6 months after I've got a bullet in my head, I'm being lambasted because I'm sticking with my husband and he's a liar.
I'm not pretending to be a tough guy, but I wanted to punch him right in his nose.
One of the biggest regrets of my life is that I did not get up and tell Phil Donahue to go himself. Joey's lawyer didn't think
that
was
control
enough.
The crowd.
He says now we got to go on Larry King. I've got a Larry bullet King. In my head. I'm sick as a dog. I'm on.
She always says that, by the way. She's like, I got a bullet in my head. Like, I just imagine that being her excuse for a lot of things. Like,
I'd use
why
it.
Why is she doing anything? Why is she going anywhere? If she's still recovering from a bullet in her head, why is she going on? She doesn't have to go on any shows.
I forgot, too. Did you know she had to go to rehab because she was addicted to all the painkillers after having, because she had a bullet in her head?
That came out. Didn't it come out years later?
I think so. Probably when she had her book out.
I don't blame her.
No, but it's actually a really interesting point where Joey had this real kind of like, you would look at him and go, oh, what a sleazy Hollywood attorney. But he paid for her rehab. She called him up. She's like, you got to get me into Betty Ford, but I don't have the money. And the agent goes, I made you guys $3 million. Where's all the money? Care to guess what happened to the money?
Let's see. How would Joey blow the money? A bad investment.
Got it.
What did he invest?
He didn't say.
Oh, come on.
I'm dying to know what investment Botafogo did that lost $3 million.
What a dipshit.
All kinds of medications for anxiety.
Just put it in the bank.
He's a dipshit.
My lawyer is yelling at me. You've got to do this. You've got to do this.
Nobody badgers Mary Jo into doing anything.
Every person on the show is quite
the
character.
Her to do.
Joey went off on the Clear Joey's Name tour.
She's the daughter of a customer, Mr. Fisher's daughter.
1992 Joey Botafogo reminds me of 2019 Righteous Rick.
Joey, when he was being represented by Kornberg,
he does, he is Righteous Rick.
Looks like him a little bit, doesn't he?
He never would have been arrested.
who's constantly goading
he's
the
a tough
media
guy.
And making statements to the point where people
yeah, and he
are
keeps
forward.
Talking and he gets in
yeah,
trouble.
He talks too much shit. Like Rick
was an employee at the auto body shop, and he came forward on Geraldo.
Did he ever mention a young lady by the name of Amy Fisher to you, George?
He told me that he made love to her several times. When I asked how old she was, he admitted that she was 16 years old.
With all of this information coming out and the witness coming forward, the DA's hand is forced to charge Joey with statutory rape.
So they came up with a 19-count indictment against him.
The Buttafuoco indictment charges him with 6 counts of statutory rape, 12 counts of sodomy, and a single count of endangering the welfare of a child.
I don't think the public would have been satisfied. After a while, they had to charge Joey. It would have looked like a mockery if they hadn't.
I went to Dominic and I said, Dominic, I just want to end this. I need to end this. He says, let me see what I can do. So he met with the judge and he met with everybody and made a deal.
On New York's Long Island today, another sad chapter in the story of Amy Fisher and her one-time lover, Joey Buttafuoco. He was in court today to be sentenced for statutory rape, having sex with someone under
everybody's
the legal age.
Joey! That's a good name to yell.
It was like a
Joey!
Like this, like,
they're
like
booing him in the courtroom.
They're booing him in the court? What?
It was an odd noise, like people were cheering for him in a weird way.
When this relationship began, I was not just a 16-year-old teenager taken to bed by a man more than twice.
How pretty she is.
Yeah, she looks really young there.
Yeah, she does. I'm not saying
you can
that
save
way.
Your face or you can save your butt, but you can't save them both at the same time. So
how
what
deep?
Do you do? In the beginning, I saved my face. My butt was on that grill for
that
a long
time. That is stoic,
time.
Joey.
And then I just surrendered to it.
Greg, the judge threw the book at Joey Buttafuoco today, sentencing him to the maximum allowable under the plea bargain. 6 months in jail, a $5,000 fine, and 5 years probation.
I'm glad
here,
I threw the plea
part.
Because
he's being walked out
in
cuffs and he gives two thumbs up to the crowd. Like he's a politician.
Did something I never thought I would have to do in my entire life, and that was go visit my husband in prison. And I took my children with me. I wanted them to see their father.
Well, the first time my dad went to jail, it was pretty surreal. What sticks out the most now is, and it makes me kind of sad, I drew a lot of pictures. I colored a lot of coloring books so he can post them on his wall, you know, and that's just messed up.
That picture sucks.
That's
terrible.
A messed up exchange
for a
between a father and daughter
picture.
To have to do.
Man, that had to be headed for the trash can mighty
we
fast.
We made it through the first bout of jail.
Buttafuoco was released from the Nassau County Jail this morning after he served 4 months for the statutory rape of Amy Fisher.
Well, so, you know, they talk about him getting out and then, you know, they live in Long Island and the house is like a tourist attraction. So Joe's like, I can't live here anymore. I got to get out. I'm going to Hollywood, which would be the worst place to go.
I remember when he announced that.
And of course, what does he do the second he gets into Hollywood? He gets busted for soliciting a prostitute, which violated his parole.
Soliciting a prostitute?
Yes.
Couldn't he just as Joey Buttafuoco? Because he's Joey Buttafuoco.
Nail
with
a
some
chick?
Idiot nailing?
I guess, yeah.
Wow. You are so hot. Unbelievable.
I guess forgot about
Lou.
That.
Yeah. They showed Lou with Amy Fisher just for like a quick second. I wish they would have interviewed him.
They should have. They should have shown a clip of that great porno. It was so sincere. Most sincere porno I've ever heard. Seen. Heard.
Oh, you saw it. No, there is a part too where Mary Jo and the daughter Jamie are watching like Amy Fisher's sex cam.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Kind of shit.
Oh, she's a cam girl?
Uh-huh.
A 40-year-old cam girl?
Yeah, she's got a name though. Oh, they spent a lot of time on remember when they did those three things on The Insider? The big reunion system. What a farce it was and
what were those lines of cocaine?
Oh,
that's Joey.
That's Joey. That's Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
The daughter.
Oh.
Well, I actually feel really bad.
Oh, the lines of cocaine were for her?
Is it Jessica?
Oh, Jessica? I thought it was Jamie.
Jessica Buttafuoco.
Oh, okay.
Great
rap. Buttafuoco, 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 Buttafuoco.
I just could not find it. Pop this up.
All I wanted was to be normal. But it was a rough time. They were good kids. You know, they had problems and issues from all of this.
I was thinking straight as I could, given the moment and given everything that was going on. But for my children, it wasn't easy for them either. They were at that age of hanging out with
them.
Friends and wanting to drink and smoke and, you know, get into whatever they needed to get into.
And so I got big into cocaine because it made me feel like the queen. And I
What?
Experience eating disorders from it.
She's got a little bit of her dad's personality. I kind of like her.
Suffer from alcoholism. A lot of it was suppressed. It was all this hiding and everything's fine and I'm terrific and deep down things weren't terrific and it all stemmed from her mom getting shot and seeing how people portrayed her mom and dad.
My friends at Entertainment Tonight, Insider, brought me aboard, and sometimes I do these reuniting shows.
The confrontation that has
so
been
that
built.
Guy. It's really kind of interesting because he's the one that's,
Amy versus Joey. This he's was so dumb.
That's the guy that set up the reunion.
Oh, come
so
on.
So they could all get paid. And
oh,
today
okay.
he's still working with Joey because Joey wrote a screenplay.
What did they get paid for this?
Oh boy. I don't know if they mentioned it or not. You know,
why did Amy have to pluck her eyebrows completely and draw them on? Damn it.
I thought it looked
she had good eyebrows.
Why is a screenplay required when they made three made for TV movies at the exact same time right afterwards?
Because the screenplay that Joey wrote is based on like growing up Joey Buttafuoco, like at age 10.
Oh,
so
I see.
Based on, you know, ripped from his own true life.
So we can see what led to the world's biggest dolt.
About a boy, too. How the world's
that's what it's called.
How the world's biggest dolt was congealed.
The world's biggest dolt.
The guy that the reuniting guy is way too into himself.
There's a great line from Buttafuoco here.
Putting these deals together, and I convinced Mary Jo to do it for the money because I had spent all the money I had, plus I had to borrow money from my dad.
They deserve money. I don't say they don't.
They don't deserve
everybody deserves
money.
To get paid. Everybody's in it for the money. You're doing a television show on this period of time. You're looking for good ratings. If it takes some people
he's
to
right.
paper a product with money, you're going to do it.
I was made an offer that I couldn't refuse.
I couldn't work anywhere. I couldn't even work at my own family's business.
Wait, so he deserves this money.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
That was really
play a little bit of that stupidity.
It was great television. I remember watching it.
I'm going to feed those little birds, right?
He's got to feed his family.
I got shot in the head. She did it, and he had something to do with it, too.
It was explosive. It was riveting in the room. So I knew it was going to be amazing TV.
I was okay at that point, sitting in the room with them. But it turned into a fiasco because Joey started screaming and yelling at her, and he stormed off the set.
I don't sleep with children. I don't have sex with children. I didn't sleep with
you
a 16-year-old. I'm done. And God bless everybody. God bless you.
You have no remorse.
Mm-hmm.
No
I'm done. Thank you, everybody.
The show was meant to be a disaster.
Do you remember what happened in part three of The Insider,
no,
the third time they got back on?
I don't.
That's when Joey and Amy were acting like they were a couple. Like
what?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Let me find that.
Wait, they're reunited?
Yeah.
Hot.
Much to the chagrin. Oh, here it is. The clips of them. His daughter was so pissed
Wait,
about
they're it. Actually, they were a couple? Briefly?
It was all
show.
It was all, they did it.
It's for the show.
A bad situation, and we're turning it into a entertainment.
That reunion. I didn't talk to my father for a solid year after that. The producers who even put that together in the first place. It was a disaster.
Hey,
it was disgusting. And I was like, listen, Dad, my life is hard enough already. I'm in college. I'm trying to figure out who I am.
How'd
I'm in the height
that?
Of my drinking, drugging, and eating disorders.
I purposely didn't involve any of Joey's kids. I tried my hardest to protect everybody involved.
Right. Like many things in my life, I found out the hard way on TV.
We pushed the envelope pretty far on one of the last ones where I pretended to be romantically involved. This is how insane I was. Romantically involved with Amy, which we were.
We always loved each other.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. And I just remember being so pissed and just being like, are you kidding me? You're gallivanting around the streets of New York with the woman who tried to murder my mother?
Every show is exploiting something. We're all taking something that happened and exploiting it.
This is not a joke. This is not a paycheck I want. No. No. This is not right.
Period.
This should not be happening.
I think
man,
shows,
you can see a lot of Joey in her.
Whether they're tabloid shows or not, we never pause to reflect on the damage the story has done to so many people.
Because of what Amy Fisher did to my mother, she looks in the mirror every day and is reminded what happened to her because her face doesn't work. And I pitched to the Oprah people and said,
Mom,
hey,
no. Mary Jo.
A little bit of an overstatement. It works.
So yeah, but she had to go on Oprah. To get
specifically
to
what
work.
Physical damage you were still living with.
The bullet That's actually kind of sad. But then, of course, there's a guy, a plastic surgeon.
I'm kind of bulleted out. I mean, how many times do I have to hear there's a bullet in her head?
I know.
I mean, really?
I know. If only she could have dodged it.
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
There was a bombshell, though, in this, because Amy Fisher hired to help to lodge that bullet in Mary Jo, he reveals to the producers that, yeah, I shot at the house once a couple months earlier. This is the same guy, by the way, who was just going to walk into the police precinct and go, I helped set this up. And the lawyer was like, you were just going to walk into the police station and say that? You would have been arrested right away. So the lawyer set up, you know, his immunity deal.
Nice.
No, that was a really good shot. Well, I'm trying to find the
part. How far in are we, Brandon?
About 156.
Okay.
I want to find the part where they watched her cam.
All right, let's wrap it up. And we got a boner line.
I'm trying. Yeah, just go to the boner line then. There's Amy today. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hired these people.
Amy, look over here. Amy.
And where is Amy Fisher now, you may be asking yourself? Well, she's got an ex-husband and a few kids and a tragic past behind her.
Look, there she is.
She is choosing to be a webcam girl, you know, doing her thing on the internet. The cam girl is someone that goes online and shows off all their glory for a nominal fee.
I don't know whether to feel bad for her or just be amazed at how up one human being can be. That's what she's doing on Tuesday night.
She goes online and guys pay her money or girls, and she has sex with herself.
Does she make a lot of dough doing that?
Well, Amy Fisher is still doing her thing online. Joey says that he's finally getting helped to put his own personal demons to
rest. Joey pay her for the webcam work sometimes?
Probably.
Joey checks in?
Probably. Joey credits his life coach here.
Helped me through all of my issues, and it was like 60 years of issues.
I committed to listen to him as someone who was going to be a safe space for him to reveal whatever there was to reveal.
What?
If somebody was to say, Joey Buttafuoco, in 5 years, you're going to have a life coach and your life's going to be dramatically better, I would have said, great, you know, I'm not doing that. But I did.
Now we're finally in control of
He's in love
own
with his glasses, by the way, Joey.
Maybe from a Joey Buttafuoco.
And so here we are again. Joey is teaming up with reunion producer David Grief to try to
turn this asshole again.
Yeah, that's the guy who's writing the script.
We came to writing a script for a movie about very young Joey Buttafuoco.
Very excited about it, Joe.
The script is nice.
Very excited about it.
I'm proud of my dad for telling his story.
What?
And I hope he's not using it to justify why he made so many poor decisions. I just remember saying, I just don't understand why he does this. Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to that movie.
Oh, my God, I'm stupid.
Sounds like a great one.
All right, let's hear the boner line, Brandon.
You got it.
Boomer, Mark, Trudy, Brandon. Don't know why I'm bothering, because I know you have so many motherfucking callers. I'll never make the boner line, but...
I am super pissed at Janet. I wish I could cobble together a top 100 podcast that has a cult following.
Are you part of the cult? Are you in a trance right now?
Man, I was absolutely loving Maz on the call with not Danny Ainge. Did a really good job with the supervisor, particularly when he came on and said, is this Danny?
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, he said that Kellen Winslow got a long sentence of 12 years for raping 8 people. So... that was a short ride.
Damn it.
All this talk about Gen Z and millennials and boomers and the greatest generation ever. One thing we all have in common. Farts are fucking hilarious. That brings us all together. And then we all get along.
Can we all get along?
You guys were total pussies when Fred called. You could have played Robs. You could have messed with them. You could even call them back and say, I think you hung up on me by accident. But you guys were a bunch of pussies, and you kowtowed to them. I guess that's the way you guys roll.
He was screaming, crying, and whimpering.
I don't care who you get advertising dollars from, as long as I get my
free entertainment.
It would be a good commercial for their product.
Nice lock of the week, Brad Don. Lock of the week. Suck of the week.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
I'm calling in defense of Maz.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty smart. I went to U of M. I have a master's degree. I'm a high school teacher. I have no sense of direction whatsoever. I could never find my way around before GPS. Some people are just born without a sense of direction. So lay off my Maz.
Here is how to get over here.
Got it.
Every time you're making phone calls out and don't get a hit, the very last call you should make is to Fred, but don't tell the guys. Just say, oh, I got another number to call, and then call Fred and let Drew hit the brick wall.
I was just hoping that you guys could make Fred your Palm Springs and Oregon correspondent.
No fucking way.
Geppetto was a clockmaker, not a shoemaker.
This is for Drew. I just want to congratulate him on cobbling together a living, and I hope his stuff is fixed real soon.
Fix your fucking stuff, Boomer.
Okay. Hmm.
Epstein was murdered.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. But keep it moist.
That's it. Period. Quick one today.
I was very amused to see what was happening on Twitter the last couple of days. First of all, news from the ABNN.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, news from me. Breaking news.
Always. This year's breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB, number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
Yes, apparently, AB has a burner Twitter account, and it's pretty recognizable as his because, first of all, it's all about him.
Yeah.
And second of all,
brand new.
The way he talks is unmistakable. The way he abuses the English language is very unique to him.
He used his middle name as the name.
What's the middle? What's
Tavarius?
Okay. I mean, it was.
Why couldn't he just tweet as himself with this guy?
I know he'll tweet anything. Yeah, why is he suddenly?
Why does he need a burner? He's not Mitt Romney.
Well, what he's doing is he is challenging people in the comments section. Just kind of as more support for Antonio Brown. That way Antonio doesn't have to do it himself.
Right.
It looks like a fan is supporting
him. So, yeah,
him.
Tav says, like, well, just look at his bank account. Is a fan really going to say that?
You ass never had career AB career just to getting started.
You know what? Now that I think about
just
it.
Just getting started?
What's that, Brandon?
Last year when I tweeted out a picture of that MMA fighter, I can't even remember his name. I tweeted out a picture of him because his ear looked like a butthole. And I just said, hey, this guy's ear looks like a butthole. Or I'm glad my job doesn't require my ear to look like a butthole. Whatever. It was just a silly joke, silly picture. And I got, you know, hit really hard with his fans. So I can see some fans coming to his defense.
In certain cases, maybe. I don't know. He's pretty indefensible, if you ask me. I mean, most of his stuff is just dumb. Who acts that way at their workplace to their bosses?
Yeah.
I mean... he was getting away with it. People were letting him do it because he can run really fast. But then they found out that, no, the Steelers sort of were onto something. He's not worth it.
Yeah.
Although, how are the Steelers playing this year, by the way?
Well, but Big Ben went down in week one, so I mean.
Yeah, but Mason Rudolph's been not bad.
What's their record?
They're 4-4. Excuse me,
that's not bad. I'm sorry. I mean, they lost AB.
That's the NFL.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
And Ben Roethlisberger.
Connor's solid. And Rudolph's been solid.
He's been hurt, too.
I hope there's a new thing coming up. Who has? Connor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think not real bad, but.
I want there to be a new thing where people create burner accounts that's not the person. Because it seems like it'd be really easy to create a burner account because you just. Take their middle name and make the account and then follow the people that Matt, like, it'd be really easy to fake a burner account that someone might have.
And all the people he's following are so obvious.
They're all NFL writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, then there's William Shatner, who got okay boomered.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Because he's William Shatner.
Okay, boomer.
He's not a boomer, though.
Well, no, he's not. He's part of the greatest generation. He's 86.
Wow.
Is he 86 years old? Something like that. The OK Boomer trend has become so ubiquitous that even celebrities like William Shatner is fighting back against millennials, employing it as a term of dismissal. You know, OK Boomer has become, you know, it's funny. I thought it was funny.
It's hilarious.
But then all of a sudden, it's sort of like, whatever. Yeah. Isn't it really like saying whatever?
Uh-huh. It's just dismissive.
Saying whatever doesn't say anything. But anyway, the Star Trek actor, he starts trying to actually argue the point. Again, he exchanged with a millennial Twitter user who employed the dismissive OK Boomer insult in response to a comment Shatner made about internet trolls. Oh, so only boomers don't like internet trolls? Mm-hmm. Really?
Sweetheart, did you guys see me win that conversation?
Sweetheart, that's a compliment for me, wrote Shatner, who by definition is not a boomer. I'm not really into pejoratives, but what's the term for people when they can't interpret a joke? The user replied. Millennial, replied Shatner. I feel like it's one of those childish insults in fandom that seem to affect the delicate types to the point they melt down and... and go over the rest of our heads is something ridiculous. If the person posting it thinks they're making a dig, they are the fools. The conversation got more heated when another user jumped in the fray to say that the term OK Boomer is not for the boomers that understand shit. It's for the ignorant ones like you. Boy, how did Shatner get in the middle of this mess?
Because he wants to be.
No, Shatner was ragging on trolls. OK Boomer.
He got trolled.
Shatner protested, arguing that baby boomers are fully capable of understanding the struggles of life. And just what are we ignorant about, Courtney? We don't understand struggles, war, depression, economic, not personal, inflation, double-digit prime interest rates. The user then argued the insult is directed toward boomers who fail to recognize that millennials are not the ones who created the difficult economic and social climate. Jeez. I wouldn't think you'd be one of the ignorant ones, but okay, said the user. It's for the boomers who don't realize that the hardships that the millennials inherited are not their fault.
Oh, come on. They're not anybody's fault.
Millennials sound so soft. They, you know, like all the people in a certain generation just grew up going, let's fuck the generation that our kids are in. Let's just fuck them. This got to be the cryingest generation. Really, I mean, shouldn't there be an okay something back to millennials?
Yeah, well, I guess snowflake. I guess, I mean, okay. Snowflakes.
It sounds awful snowflakey.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this is Shatner.
It's for the boomers. No, he's responding very rationally, which is funny.
Know,
it's not a rational conversation. Really, he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what
changed their mind.
It's for the boomers who don't realize that the hardships the millennials inherited are not their fault. Was the depression the fault of the, was it the greatest generation's fault that they were in the depression? If these kids are trying to survive a world that's all been destroyed, that doesn't make them lazy. Shatner then accused the user of blaming others and throwing a pity party. And the meek shall inherit. Is that all your generation does, is point fingers and blame others for their pity parties? You don't get a participation trophy for life. You take what you get and play your best hand. It's been that way since forever, responded Shatner.
Shatner later said
that a generational label should not define a person. Duh. Warning against the poison that comes with blaming others for their problems. I said I'd wear that badge with honor. Unlike you, the generation's designation doesn't define me, nor am I too worried about getting labeled because it makes no difference to me. You seem to be obsessed, blaming other gens. Some millennials are pushing 40. You aren't kids, Shatner wrote. Her bio says she's an actress. No production wants someone who blames their situation on everyone else. That's diva-esque. She's entitled to her opinion, but she isn't doing herself any favors by pretending she's siding with millennials while pretending she's not one. The OK Boomer has become a viral sensation.
Not my fault.
Prompting top publications to cover the social phenomenon has divided the generation. Really?
Ask Shatner, like, if it's okay to blame a biological father who won't recognize his son?
He hasn't taken a DNA test.
Huh?
He hasn't taken a DNA test. Doesn't know his son.
He won't?
I know.
He won't do?
It sounds like it's very
it's
much his
totally
son.
Totally
his kid. I know. I don't know what his problem is. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of stars who've done that. Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And on and on and on.
Ugh, yeah.
Okay, why don't you get us out of here, Brandon? Layla wants the show to end really bad.
No, she has just been jumping on me nonstop.
Why is she jumping on you?
I don't know. I never give her treats.
Did she have a good trip to Chicago?
Yeah, she did. She was
in
really
the time
good.
Machine?
Yeah. I missed Mags. That was the first time machine trip without Mags. It's weird looking back there.
Bummer.
Not seeing Mags. For some reason, his bed would slide off the seat onto the floor.
Yeah.
And I'd look back for him and I go, Mags, where are you? And his head would pop up from down
right
below
here.
And he'd be
yeah.
like, just perfectly happy down there. He was okay.
Yeah, I knew she was gone because Charlotte and I came and recorded a podcast, and she was hoping Layla would be here.
So
I said, I doubt it. Mr. Drew didn't ask me to.
How'd the podcast go?
Great. We'll play. She did two. Are you going to play just the one, Brandon? Or you...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The other one was basically her messing around with the harmonizer and the
That'll
echo.
Be later in the week.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
But I was playing some audio for her that really made her laugh.
Oh. Audio of?
Toots.
Oh, farts?
It brings all the generations together.
But everybody laughs at toots.
I don't know if Julie will be laughing about that.
She was laughing at it. She was okay. Laughing at it pretty hard.
All right.
And then while she was listening to it, the other one started going, because that's all she does is make toot noises.
Yeah, boy. Well, Trudy will be with us tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of what's this week. We've got a couple interviews this week, don't we? Is Pedro on this week?
Yep.
And somebody else.
No. Is it a tell?
Oh, confirmed? David Tell, yeah. That's right.
Can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, totally fired up for that. Great week. Big week coming. Heads up, everybody.
You're in charge of everything.
Why am I in charge of everything? Because you have to record it.
I'm right here.
Huh?
I'm right here.
All right, go sit over there.
I'm in charge.
You're not in charge. Did you have any questions before we start?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's the Charlotte and Daddy podcast. This is Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. I am Daddy, and with me is Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi.
Do you like this song?
Yeah, it's okay.
How come sometimes when I play it, you get very mad?
Yeah, I don't really like it as much as I did before.
What do you mean? Why not?
I just don't like it as much.
Are you sick of it? Is that why?
Yeah.
Really? Do you want to hear a funny piece of audio from Miley Cyrus?
No, I want you to play that Party in the USA song so that
you told me you were sick of it.
I'm not.
Sing it, Lou.
No.
Why? Sing the hook. Ready? It's a party in the...
Turn it on.
Looking at me now, like who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town.
What do you think?
It's okay. Just keep it up, and so we can talk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can talk over it. How are you today?
Good.
And why don't you have school today?
I don't know.
You don't know why you don't have school? Because parent-teacher conferences were yesterday, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Talk onto the microphone, please.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? I can't see you.
I'm just looking at the screen.
Oh, okay. What's on this? There's nothing on your screen, is there?
I'm just looking. No, I mean on the little...
On the TV up there? Yeah. So you can see what I'm doing on the computer. Here's a piece of Miley Cyrus laughing, the girl that sang the song. Is that a crazy laugh or what?
Yeah.
Here she's talking. What is she talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, well, tell us about yourself. You're now in kindergarten.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good.
Yeah, do you like your teacher?
Yeah.
What are you learning in school?
Just some fun stuff that I'm learning.
Like what?
Hey, did you play that song?
The song's over. We're not here to listen to music. We're here to talk. How is your little sister?
Good.
Yeah, what is she doing?
She's probably just playing for right now, but she's really goofy.
She's really goofy?
Yeah.
Where do you think she gets that from?
Me.
Yeah, I think so too.
And
where do you think you get your...
I'll tell you some stuff that she was doing.
Okay, just speak into the microphone.
Yeah, okay. Well, some of the funny stuff she's doing that makes me laugh is that she puts food in her shirt.
She does. Does that drive her parents crazy?
Yeah.
Now, when she does that, do you laugh?
Yeah.
Do you think that makes her put more food in her shirt?
No. And
it does.
And the other time, she was putting carrots in her ears, and then she was taking them out, and she was putting it, and then she was eating them.
Yummy. I love ear carrots. Don't you?
That really makes me laugh a lot. Even when I just say it.
Even when you say it?
Yeah.
Don't you like ear carrots?
No. I've never done it before. Not when I was a baby, not now.
Not now, not when you were a baby. Good, because ear carrots sound gross. What do you like to eat?
I like to eat carrots.
From the ear?
No, but I like to eat carrots. Yummy.
Carrots? What else?
Hot dogs?
Candy.
Candy.
You've eaten so much Halloween candy, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't like chocolate. What was that? Just toot. Hey, tell everybody where we just came from.
The pancake place.
Yeah, we ate pancakes, right? And did you tell me a very funny joke at the pancake house?
Yeah.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah. What did the butt say to the toilet?
What did the butt say to the toilet? I cannot remember.
Please don't sit on me.
Wait. The butt sits on the toilet. So wouldn't the toilet say that to the butt?
No, but that's...
I'm going to redo the joke. Ready? What did the toilet say to the butt?
I don't know.
Please sit on me. I'm hungry.
No, he's not.
The toilet's not hungry? Oh, do you know any other joke?
Why is there coffee down here?
Oh, that's my coffee from Thursday. You can have it. Do you drink coffee?
No!
You don't?
Hang on one second.
Where are you going? Hey, we're in the middle of stuff.
Be right back.
What do you mean, be right back? Oh, no. You really found the megaphone?
Yeah.
So?
Yes?
After this, we are going to...
Speak up.
We are going to go to the mall.
And why are we going to the mall?
Then we're going to get Mama's birthday present.
Yeah.
And then we're buying me something that's a toy.
What? Have you been working on any impersonations? What is that? That's a toot. That's a toot.
Boob.
Boob. Did you like that toot? Do I hear another toot? Did you like that toot? Oh, that was a good one, Lou. Well, how about this one?
How do you do that?
They're all sound effects that Mr. Brandon has recorded. He recorded one of mine. You want to hear one of mine? Let's see, where is it?
Yeah.
This is mine. Let's see. This one says a short one. Ready? Mm. What do you think about that?
Silly.
They're all silly. What is that? Don't do that.
Funning you up.
You are funning me up. Oh, this one. Ew. That sounds like someone that was wearing tight pants. Okay, can we just stop talking about toots? Is this all you want to talk about?
No, that's a windstorm.
Oh, okay. That was a good windstorm. Kind of annoying to listen to, but that's a good windstorm.
That's a hose.
You're gonna pass out.
That's a hose.
A hose? No, I gotta tell you, that's not what a hose sounds like. Are you done? Remember yesterday you were trying to say that your birthday was coming up?
No, Christmas is in 5 more days.
Christmas is not in 5 more days.
Well, Christmas is actually 4 more days.
Christmas is in 4 more days? I got news for you. It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. When is Christmas?
It is.
When is Christmas? What's the date?
It snowed, so it is Christmas!
Christmas does not come 4 days after it snows.
Oh, yeah.
Says who?
Says me.
Huh?
Says me!
But what does Santa say?
He's gonna come down.
Well, he's got a lot of work to do. He's probably way behind.
Can you play another toot?
You want to hear another toot?
Yeah, more. Like a lot.
You know they're all real stinky ones, right?
No, but let's play as many as you can.
You want me to play them all?
Yeah.
Did you like that one? Why don't you rate them? Tell me if you like them or not.
Okay.
What did you think of that one? Ew. Did you like that one? Did you like that one? Ew. Did you like that one?
Carrot toot.
Carrot toot? Here, this one says duck. You want to hear duck?
Yeah.
That sound like a duck?
No.
I didn't think so either. Ew. All right. I think I'm done.
Hello, Mrs. Carrot Toot.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it for today's episode, huh? Are you done?
No.
You're such a child.
I decide how long it goes.
Okay. Well, Carrot, you got to carry the crowd then. Do they want to listen to toots all day?
You go to bed.
You go to bed. Well, I guess that's it for today's episode.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you again for listening. We're trying our best, aren't we, Lou?
Yep. Oh, and my mama's birthday is on the 12th.
Ooh, after Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not after Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.